You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intent. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Now I feel bad.
About what?
That
you made fun of an underlying medical condition that I have?
I did not make fun of it. I can't. Buddy, yeah. I forgot that you have it.
It's okay.
And it's not like it's a heart murmur.
Right.
You have a tick.
It's a tick, and sometimes I roll my eyes or I blink.
And I think you're having a fucking stroking out on me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, are you okay? Or I think either one or two, my self-esteem comes into play because I think I'm boring you.
One day I will have a stroke, and you'll go, no, that's just a thing he does.
Yeah, I'm just boring him.
And people will be like, no, he's on the floor now. And you'll be like, all right, maybe we should do something.
I never noticed it.
It comes in waves.
Yeah, well, it's like when you're going to buy a car, and all of a sudden you see that
hot
car
weather.
All the time.
Yeah, hot weather.
Oh, yeah,
it's called motor tick syndrome. Many people have ticks, a lot of people
in
America.
She doesn't.
You're a rare species in that you're physically perfect.
Perfect.
Listen.
Your constitution is perfect.
Oh, you don't
it's
think I...
very...
You don't think I catch the sarcasm in that?
I have problems.
I'm not saying that I don't have problems, Timothy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying
Timothy.
That you have a tick thing, but don't give me the stats on your fucking tick like everybody has these ticks.
A lot of people do.
A lot of people in the world don't. Okay?
That's also a good point. You're right. You're right about that. There are a lot of people in the world
that don't. Most of us don't have ticks.
Yeah. Well,
nobody has a tick. I have is a fucking garden tick.
Right.
A Lyme disease tick. Maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't fucking. I'm just saying, God bless you with your tick.
No, thank you very much.
I wouldn't even call it a tick.
Yeah. What would you call it?
I'd call it, you
a
know.
A quirk.
A quirk.
Yeah.
It's a good, thank
it's a
you.
Fun. Yeah. It's a fun. But what
it's
it is
quirk.
Is. Here's what it is. It will sometimes it'll go like this. I go. And it's a roll of my eyes. So Bobby was going to fight me one day because I did it three times. And he goes, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I said, oh, I'm just rolling my eyes.
Bobby.
I didn't know. I didn't. But here, you're doing a podcast with
right.
this guy who you like.
Yeah.
Look, Tim's a fucking aggressive.
Yeah.
Let's not get carried away. Okay? He's not a fucking
a fucking
twink in a tutu.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
He's a pretty rough.
Twink in a tutu?
Yeah, he's a pretty fucking tough guy. Could handle himself. And he's aggressive and he's very opinionated and very smart.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
a big fan of Tim. Everybody knows I'm a big fan of. What's your last name? Tim
Dillon.
Dillon. I'm a fucking big fan of Tim Dillon. And Gas Digital.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
Oh, no.
Okay?
Abort.
But here's the thing. Is that I'm sitting there talking to him one day, and you know we're a couple hours in this podcast, and he starts rolling his eyes while I'm talking.
Did you make a face? Like, did you acknowledge?
No,
like, you
I
like,
just
oh,
try
fuck.
To make it not happen, but it makes it happen more.
And he doesn't and acknowledge
I,
yeah. it.
Oh.
So
I don't
now,
acknowledge it.
So I look at him. He's fucking he's rolling his eyes every time I make a point.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this fuck you. I listen to your horse shit for
yeah.
10 minutes.
And then it's funny. And then he thought I was having a stroke. So he did what you do to all people who are having strokes. Scream at them, you know?
Yeah.
That's the protocol. If you think somebody's having a stroke, you go, what the fuck is wrong with you?
First of all, I'm trying
but
to scare.
I think it's the Red Cross.
You can scare somebody
that.
Out of a stroke.
Yeah, it's like
is
the hiccups.
True?
Can you really?
It's amazing.
It's true. It's like the hiccups.
It's not. That's
it's
not.
It's just like the hiccups.
Can you really scare somebody out of
no.
a stroke?
No.
Oh.
Fucking idiot.
I was going to Google it.
Jesus Christ. What happened to Christy? She just turned into Luis Gomez.
Fucking idiot.
That voice out of control.
That voice is scary as shit when it's
right.
mean.
Fuck you.
All right, listen.
What?
Let's go through the show here.
Okay. We have my bestie girl, Christy Cello, the host of Talking Funny with Christy podcast on the Riotcast
Network. On the Riotcast Network, which is doing very well.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's great.
I really, you know, when you bring a show on the air, you never know how people are going to take it, mm-hmm. how much work they're going to put into it, and you put a lot of work into production.
Wow. Yes.
All the stuff on
She does all the segments. She fucking kills it.
I was on the show, yeah. which is probably one of your highest rated shows. not that I do know the stats.
Definitely.
But I was really not amazed, but I was pleasantly surprised how much production goes into it.
Yeah,
I
mean, you guys had a lot of fun. Yeah.
For you especially, we prepared something.
Very good.
We had a song. Mm-hmm. We really thank you. That means a lot to me.
A lot of fun.
Thank you. A lot of fun
I had with you two broads.
Thank you.
okay, and then we got, of course.
As opposed to when I did my podcast, Bobby came on it. Bobby, in the middle of it, goes, "This is how I can tell that you do no work for this show." In the middle. Because this is how I can tell that you literally just come up here, put the mic on, and start talking nonsense. And he's right.
And I think I called him mid-show. He's like, "Lloyd, you're not going to hell with Tim Dillon."
Yeah. He's right, but there is no song. There's no.
No, you walk up to a guy's apartment in the East Village, and he's on the couch watching fucking episodes of Elementary.
Right. And if you're not careful, you go to Indian ladies.
There's some hot broad that is working. Looks like she's been there for 40 days straight.
It's the leftover porn stars that come in.
Yeah, it's just this gorgeous girl from fucking Brooklyn who just wanted her own podcast on a network, and Lewis made her an indentured servant. "I'll give you the podcast, but you got to work 17 hours a day. And we'll promote you and everything. And that's big. If Real Ass Podcast, and we promote you. We got Michael Bisman, kind of."
That's Tim Dillon.
I go to his podcast. It's like, it's just going. I'm like, what the fuck? And then he goes, "What else we got? What are you? What? What else we got?"
So funny. And
then we have Roastmasters champion, Eli Sayers.
What's up, dudes? Hey.
Now, listen, man.
What's up?
Are you physically okay to do this show? Is it chemo? What the fuck? Listen, what's happening with you?
I'm just a sickly looking dude.
Yeah, man, you are.
Yeah, thank you for your concern, though. No, I like that you're just showing concern. Like, when he has a condition, you yell at him and berate him on air, but you're actually showing me
I care about you.
Thank you so much, Bobby.
No, you...
No, dude, I guess you get free waters here, dude.
You get as much as you want.
Word?
Yes. Wow. And you can have a coffee if you like a coffee.
What?
Yes.
I just bought one, though.
Well, where is it?
I drank it already. I didn't know.
Yeah, you can drink up here. This is America.
You mean I can bring a coffee up?
He was actually very nice, and he brought the coffee up, and he said, "Can I drink this up here?"
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You can have whatever you want up here. Sweet.
This is like, this is royal. This is fucking cool, dude.
Eli walked up here.
This is how the 1% lives.
That's what he said. He goes, "This is how the 1% lives." I said, "In a podcast studio?" This is not how the 1% lives.
The 40% does it in the East Village in a guy's house. No, I'm kidding.
No, this is awesome, dude. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on, dude. And I mean, I'm joking with you right off the bat. I'm very excited to have you on. When she told me you were going to be on, and you won the roast battle.
Yeah.
I just want to know one thing. Right off the bat, how many jokes did you write for Louis Gomez for the Rich Voss roast?
I didn't write any for Louis.
Stop it! Who'd you write for Rich Voss?
I wrote. I don't know if I'm supposed to say who I wrote for. Someone.
You did. Well, guess who else you're writing for? Cocksucker. Get on it. I need loose jokes. I need them all. And I want a mean. I want dead parents.
All right, look, wait.
I want Puerto Rican. I want racist.
Bobby, I'm going to play hardball with you. Six waters. I'll give six waters. I'll write you 100 jokes.
I'm going to give you seven.
Wow.
I'm
going to
give you seven waters. Good. And you know what else I'm going to give you? A YKWD poster.
What? Wow. Signed
by me only.
Bobby, you wouldn't fuck with me.
I'm not.
I feel like this is a prank. No one treat me this good.
And I'm going to let you sign the magic Haitian lamp.
What's a Haitian?
That's
lamp?
A Will Sylvan lamp. A Haitian gave it to me. A dumb Haitian. Watch you. Shut up.
Is that what you call like a Haiti guy?
Yeah.
Oh. Haitian.
Yeah. He's
okay.
Haiti.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah. It does. From so
not much water there.
You can pour the water
like
on
me.
That one.
I get to feel like a 1%er to Haitian, so I got to take advantage of it.
All right, well, let's not get. This is the bomb bandana. I don't want to give this right off the bat.
I get that a lot.
Shit.
You don't get it at all.
I got greedy with that last line.
That was all right. Don't worry, but I let it slide because you're new to the show and you have a weird fucking facial hair that doesn't connect. So I don't mess with guys like you. Physically, I'll fucking fight you, Tim.
Is anything hotter than that? I mean, how am I
That's
supposed,
what I
how am
I go supposed to concentrate and really watch.
On joking when this guy's threatening me with dreams? Hard. A little hard.
I don't like the
Don't threaten Tim with a good time.
Yeah.
Do not do it.
Tim complimented me. He goes, dude, it's finally working. It's melting.
And Bobby, because he's a mature guy, assumed I was making a pass at him. And I'm trying to fuck him by saying, you look good. You look decent.
He wants
he's
you
like,
to do that.
You're not going
to
blow me in a stairwell.
Yeah, you know how fucking much it bugs me that you want nothing to do with me,
Let
Tim?
Let me ask you a question.
I knew it.
Look, here's the thing. You're absolutely right. It bugs me to no end. I talked to my wife about it.
It's very
tough. I'm like,
tough.
This guy.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Well, I made a pass at dawn after Easter because, let's be honest, the lamb was. Did Scopo give you the gift? For the kid.
Buddy, I was going to say, I was saving it for today.
Yeah.
First of all, my wife's like, I want to thank Lauren for giving him that gift. And I go, Lauren didn't give him the gift.
Yeah.
That's Tim Dillon.
Wait, what gift?
Shut up. You got Max
the Fire and Rescue?
Yeah.
That was my gift.
Oh, sorry. He loved the gift.
I know. That's why I got it.
Your gift was what?
It was like a truck.
Oh, you got to tell Dawn.
Which truck was it?
I got to ask Scopo, but it was it's a truck.
Scopo picked it up.
I listen, here's the deal.
Who went to Rite Aid in the toy aisle?
I Venmo'd that idiot and said, get Max a truck or get him something. My best friend's father died. I had to go to a funeral.
Right.
So I said, get a truck or something. Let me know what it is. So I Venmo'd him like $25.
Yeah.
And so he should have given you something. Of course, he found a way to fuck it up. And
Scopo.
What truck was it, honey?
I don't know what Scopo does, but all I know is you better tell Dawn that Fire and Rescue was for me.
Was it the remote control one?
It might have been. Ask Scopo
Can we make a phone call,
please?
Yeah,
because Scopo, sure. I mean.
No, you know my. I'll do it.
Okay.
He calls 911.
Hop dooped up. I don't want some fucking hacker
Did
to just.
Did you just say hop dooped up?
Some hacker's gonna know what Scopo's number is.
Do you have me on camera doing
this? No. You can.
The best thing that could happen to Scopo would be a hacker would figure out his number.
All right. Let's see. Is it dialing? What's happening?
All
right, there you go.
That was a long time to.
Did you just hang up on it?
No.
Hello?
Dawn, it's me. You're on the YKWD show. Hi, honey.
Hi, and how are you today?
Aww. Hi, Dawn.
Fuck you with this fake. Who was that? I don't know that person. Please be the person that woke up this morning and went, you need to take this and do this, and then I'll be back, all right? Are you fine? Where's that person? Who the fuck were you? Who's that? Yeah? Honey, I'm waiting for an answer.
Bobby, tell her
the
truth.
What can I do for you?
I'll tell you this. Number two things. Number one, first, I don't like how hot you look this morning going out.
Aww.
No. Where's she going? She's going.
She's got to keep it tight. Keep it right.
For who?
For you, Bobby.
For me.
It's going to keep you wanting it.
Bubba, she rolls over as soon as I get into bed and grinds her teeth. She wants nothing to do with me. I heard her huff and puff last night when I got into bed. That's what I heard.
I gotta put my earplugs in too.
This just became a womb show.
I'll write for her.
You don't have to, trust me. Listen, Mama.
Yes, I'm listening.
Why did you get all hottie patati this morning to go out shopping?
I really wasn't.
Well, you had my favorite little pants on, those little khaki, the little army pants. You had a nice shirt and your hair was up and a nice little bun with a bandana. You know, I like that because, you know, I'm into fantasy role playing.
That's exactly how I left my house this morning, too. I also had army pants on and a bandana. Very interesting. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Odd coincidence.
All right, let's just move on, all right?
What do you want?
There she is! I knew I could snake charm you out of that fucking basket. I knew if I kept prodding you, you'd fucking turn into what I love instead of this fucking phony shit you gave Christy and Lauren. Hey, hi, sweetie pie, booey boo boo. Hey, Baba Badoobies. Hey, Bibbies. Oh, Blobby Blooby Bleebs. I love yous. Ooga boob marshmallows.
Marshmallows.
Oh, God.
Dawn's the new regular on YKWD.
Dawn. Hey, evil.
Yes.
Listen. Yeah. You see how... Yes. Ma. What?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, she's trying to get back. Yeah, rein it in.
Listen. Oh, my ankle itches. Hang on one second, honey.
Oh, God. It's the only position I can ever scratch my ankle if I'm sitting down. Listen, Ma. The truck... Did Scopo give, what's the truck? Tim Dillon was supposed to, told Scopo to buy a truck. Actually gave him the money, $25 to buy a gift for Max. $25, he buys a good truck, right?
Yeah, but.
What truck?
There was no truck.
So what did Scopo give? Did Scopo give you anything from me?
I don't, he brought 10 bags of ice.
Okay.
Which I found out was 99 cents. We gave him $25.
He got it out of his head.
Now, wait a minute, because there was a fireman's outfit. I don't know if that,
that was from me.
That he loved, by the way.
That's from Lauren. That's from Lauren.
That was from Lauren. I thought that was from Tim, but it's from Lauren. And he loved it. He wore he loved it. Okay. What else?
Okay. And then that stick bot thing.
What's a stick bot?
That was from Scopo, I thought.
What's a stick bot?
Those little guys that you had to set up with the iPhone.
The thing we just threw out? That fucking hunk of shit toy?
Yes, that.
The thing I had to download an app and spend fucking 12 hours, and then it did nothing?
I feel...
Wait, what?
What?
There was that toy that we didn't know who it was from.
What toy?
I bet that's it.
What was it?
The one that was flipping over that car in the room that was scared the shit out of you that night.
Oh, the one that's fucking literally. Okay, I'm
that
in bed.
Car that climbs up the walls.
We
and
have
stuff.
We have grates on the floor, like metal grates that you know. All of a sudden, I hear tick 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 tick. I'm like, I'm in the bed by myself because you know Dawn, the kid woke up, so she goes and sleeps with the kid. When he wakes up, right? He's like, stay with me. And she fucking wants nothing to do with me.
And, he's not waking up. Max is sleeping through the night.
She has a fucking doorbell connected to an electric shock. And in the middle of the night, she hits it. Ma! And she's gone. I guarantee it. So she hired the Ghostbusters to put ghosts in Max's room.
Yeah.
Who are you going to call? Fatso. Listen. So I'm sitting there. Bing, ding, ding, ding. I'm like, there's something coming up through the grate. I'm in my bed. I'm like, there's some animal is in the grate coming up. I get up. I fucking turn the light on. I'm ready to fight it. I'm going to fight it. I'm fucking whatever it is, whatever weasel, squirrel, I'm fucking fighting this fucking thing.
Yeah.
You're not getting near my wife and my kid.
Right.
I literally stand between the door and, you know, them, right? And I wake up. It's that stupid car. It flips. But here's the thing that flips me out now. I'm like, oh, thank God. It's just a toy. Who's fucking... It runs on remote control.
That's creepy.
Right.
The remote control is in the other room.
Oh, you
that
don't,
shit
you
creeps
don't even
me
have
out.
You don't even have a cat or a dog that could press
nothing.
It.
Nothing.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so now I'm like, fuck that. When they're on their own. I'll fight a squirrel, but I ain't fucking
Scopo brought a demon toy from me.
Yes.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. I literally I pulled the covers up, went back to bed, and I just prayed for Dawn and Max.
Yeah.
Because the remote was in the kitchen, and I'm not going.
You prayed for that?
I was like, I hope they're all right.
Well, the only way to rectify this is to have another birthday. Dawn can make a lamb and a ham. I'll come up. I'll bring another gift, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, all right, honey. There you go. So I think we figured it out.
I think that was the gift.
Okay. So we got a good
toy.
It was a good toy.
Thank you. No problem.
It scared the shit out of me in the middle of the night. And it's possessed, but there you go. All right, Ma, what are you doing for the rest of the day?
I'm just finishing up at the house right now, and I'm going to go pick up Max.
Oh, that's cool. All right. What else?
That's it.
Oh, you can't take up on your wife?
Dawn? No.
Dawn? Oh, you're so...
Yes.
Fuck! Oh. You know what? You guys are fucking... I hate... Oh, my God. Women stink.
Got you, Dawn. I'll never let that happen.
Ma, I'll see you later. I love
you. Bye, Dawn.
Bye. Do you love me?
I love you so much.
Do you, Ma, do you really?
Jesus.
Let me hang up to hang up on her. Shark.
Bye, Ma.
You tried to hang up on her.
You guys, you both of you have not one funny bone in your body. Fucking assholes.
She has a sexy voice, Don.
Well, you want to try to get some.
Takes one to know one.
You think?
Give me that rag.
You already
have it.
Let me
call it a rag.
All right, so I got real quick. Let's just get through. We're going to wrap up an hour and a half into the show today. Yeah. I have one read, and you better not. Here's the deal, too.
Oh, I love
not,
the reads.
Do not fucking fast 15 seconds through my reads. Listen to my reads.
Right.
Support the sponsors and go and do the things to support the show, because if you don't, we don't get sponsors. All right?
Right.
I got rock stars on my team now.
Rock stars.
And we need them to get
like
paid.
Like Mark Wahlberg and Rockstar?
Hell yeah.
I have one rock star on my team. And I have one bag of rocks.
How much would it cost me to buy an ad on the show for my podcast? Make Bobby read.
$450.
I guess
it's
that's
it.
No
that's
way.
It. I will do that for you.
I might spend the money. I might do it. I just want to hear Bobby read the ad.
If you spend your yearly salary from Gas Digital, that's
hey, I have stock options. I've been promised to share in the company when things explode.
Yeah, explode.
Thank you.
Yeah, when what's his name moves to Florida. Listen, we all have to move to Florida because that's where the studio is. Everybody's getting fidget spinners and more. You're getting 5% of those.
Stock options. It's trading.
Yeah. Oh, it will be. We'll have an IPO pretty soon. Thank you.
Look, I'm kidding. He's
doing. We have a great corporate culture.
You're doing a great job over there. I got a card.
Who could it be from?
It's got a. Is this? Did you actually melt that and do that?
Yeah, with their vagina.
No, it's a fake.
Yeah, that sticker's a little extra. It came with the card,
Let's
though.
Save the sticker.
Save the sticker. It's really famous.
I'm not saving a sticker.
You should really save it.
It's my fucking sticker.
You should give it to Max.
No, it's my sticker.
Okay, that's the cheapest present I've ever heard.
Happy birthday, Max.
Yeah, you didn't come to the... What happened to you?
I know. I wasn't feeling that great. I was planning on going with Lauren, but I was having a rough...
One second. Here we go.
Yeah.
What?
The fucking lie... Because I know they're both lying, and they worked it out beforehand. I'll tell you why. Because she looked over at her, and Lauren looked at me, because Lauren's loyal, but she went... And she's like, she's loyal to her too. This fucking traitor.
She's not a traitor.
She's so loyal. Lauren,
look at me. She honestly, I swear to God, she.
Let me ask the question, because this is what girls do too. They yap over you. Look at me.
What if I just whipped out a boob? Okay.
Look at me.
What?
Look at me. You show me a tit, I'll drop this whole stuff.
Show him your tit, Lauren. Show him your fucking tit, right?
I will move on to fucking John Boy with AIDS in 5 seconds if you fucking show me that tit. I just want to see the areola.
It's very tiny.
Is it a button?
It's like that stick. No, it's tiny.
It's like
that.
The sticker.
I knew it. I want nothing to do with it. I like a nice fat areola.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I don't want it. Anyways. All right. So you got me this.
Thank you, card.
Okay. You're crazy like a fool, but you're my daddy cool. Oh, that fucking, if I had hair, it would have literally been standing up on the back of my neck right now.
This is like a card somebody sends somebody before they kill them. This is really disturbing.
Bobby, you're the best dad D. She wrote the D-Y. There's an extra D. Daddy ever. I'm her daddy.
Yeah.
She's fucking making my pecker hard. I don't know why. I literally have a pulse in my cock right now. Happy Father's Day with hearts that she put in. Thank you for all you do. We love you. Christy and Lauren.
Oh. Comedian Robert Kelly was stabbed 17 times early in the morning hours of... Yeah.
You're my daddy cool, Bobby.
They found his son's head.
Right.
And comedian Dave Smith's bathroom. Dave would be like, I didn't want to be involved in this. Just soaring.
I love you, baby.
I love you, baby. I love you, baby. I love you, baby. That's Dave when he comes. Yeah. I love you, baby.
Oh,
I love you, baby. Libertarian! Libertarian! Freedom!
The market!
Smaller government! No government!
Oh, God!
Moonstruck!
We are, I'm sure.
I know, you guys really are. All right, so let's move on. So we're doing that show. So please, Oh, you two. Can you not make this the two like asshole
It's
podcast?
Like a middle school bathroom.
Yeah, right. She needs to not sit next to you ever again.
I'm not going to look. I'm done.
I won't look at her.
We have, what else do we have? Premium members.
Premium, $1.99 a month. You can become a premium member if you download the Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude app.
And sign up. It's $1.99 a month. And I want to thank, the numbers have been going up. You guys are joining. I know there's a couple people had a problem and they're like, I'm fucking out of here. I get it. It's okay. Go back to just not, look at this is not a, right now, what this is just a way to donate to the show and support the show and have some consistent money coming in. We have to do this. The show's gotten too big. The network's gotten too big. We you know, it's not shits and giggles anymore. So the supporting from the fans is what's keeping this going. Really is. So thank you for supporting from the bottom of my heart. All right, what else? That's it. So now I want to get to you, sir.
What's up?
You won the roast battle. I don't know you. I never seen your face. I've never heard your comedy. All of a sudden, you're the winner of the fucking roast battle. And then you call out L.A. Did you went there too, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you guys win or lose?
Yeah, I won.
You won?
He destroyed them.
Oh, so you went out there?
Well, it was close. The battle in L.A. was close.
It was really good, but like, you won.
I did win, yeah.
And who did you go up against in L.A.?
Keith Carey.
Okay, great. So you go out there, you win.
Yeah.
And you know, and now you're back here. Are you still doing the roast battles?
Yeah. Yeah,
I used to champion.
Yeah, I'm the champ right now.
He's like the best in the country.
So are you better than Mike Lawrence?
Am I? I don't think so. That'd be a hell of a fight. Though.
He could get in the ring with Mike Lawrence, and it
would be a hell of a fight. I'll say that.
You know what I mean? No matter me and him have talked
about
it.
Yeah, me and him have talked about.
Are you friends with Mike?
I am friends with Mike. Yeah.
Oh, Mike's a great guy. Yeah, God bless you. You even sneeze fucking quirky.
A chewy wooey wooey. It was a big one. A chewy wooey wooey. Not what I did.
Well, therein lies the ha ha. Take something and make it. So back to you, sir.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that because of... Now, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Alabama mostly.
Alabama.
Yeah,
so
dude.
You're a redneck. That explains everything.
I don't think I'm a redneck. Some people might think it, but I have a lot of redneck friends. I grew up with
rednecks. Okay, how many trees did you have in your backyard?
A whole woods.
You're a redneck.
A whole woods.
How many acres?
I don't know how big an acre it is.
If you use the word used to could, you might be a redneck.
Used to could.
Jeff Foxworthy's talented. I don't care what anyone says.
Oh, he's the best. One of the best joke writers. One of the best joke writers.
All these people that fill theaters like Gabriel Iglesias and people that talk shit about them. They're very talented, and if they want like openers or whatever, it doesn't matter. But
oh my god,
it's a great.
Did Lewis
fit.
Write a book?
Is he teaching classes? I could go out in front of Gabriel and be like, I too like gorditas.
Can Chris Scopo read it?
No. Well, that's a no. We know that.
What do you think a redneck is? Like, what? How you define it?
Sunken eye sockets, fucking weak shoulders, long arms, and fucking wispy, beautiful feathered hair.
What games did you play as a kid? Like that's
Smear the Queer.
Smear the Queer?
Did y'all play that? That's a fucked up game, dude.
I know what it is. Stop. That's when you get a gay guy, right?
No.
You fuck him in the ass, and you smear your fucking nuts on his face. You go, you fucking queer, when you come.
I didn't know what a queer was when I was like a kid. It's a game where you and your crew, you got a ball, and you toss the ball up in the air.
Yeah.
Whoever catches the ball, that's the queer, and you all beat the shit out of them.
Right. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but I didn't know what a queer was.
Hang on one second.
I didn't know how fucked up this game was when I was a kid.
Hang on. We need to slow the roll here, okay? We need to slow the roll because we were just a lot of fun and giggles.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, please don't be. This is fantastic.
All right.
I didn't know I was like, what game did you play? He's like, stabbing black people. I'm like, oh, I didn't know. I was just kidding.
Drag the Mexican.
I thought it was heading in a fun direction.
Buddy, so what kind of ball first of all? Racquetball?
Oh, it didn't matter. It could be like a football, a soccer ball.
So any ball.
Just a ball.
Just get a ball.
Look, the queer is the integral part of the game.
Right.
Wait a minute. Hold on. This sounds like the gayest game ever, and it sounds pretty awesome.
Okay, ready? Smear the Queer is a childhood game of tag involving an object that is held by the It Kid until he is tackled and forced to give it up.
The It Kid. That's a nice way to say it.
He's tackled, usually in a dog pile fashion, and then forced to give up the object.
What's the
my
object?
My opinion on the game has changed.
His asshole?
Yeah, I mean, the game sounds fun.
But the thing that was crazy about it, you all just, it's a bunch of little, like, white trash kids, yeah. And you all just, like, wanted to be the queer. Like, I loved catching
rugby.
The ball.
It's white trash rugby.
And then
rugby.
You get attacked. And
white trash rugby.
All right, one second. They attack you, and do they punch you?
I mean, whatever. Smear.
Okay, now.
Umbrella term, I guess.
So they punch you, kick you, tackle you?
Tackle, mainly tackle. Maybe
it's a tackle.
Okay, so you're not fighting your friends.
No.
No, they're just like kind of beating the shit out of you for a few seconds.
It's a little light wrestling.
And then you get up, then you throw the ball up.
So it's a Friday night for Tim.
Yeah, it's just a little contact.
It's like going to the gym for when we'd run into someone like Tim.
It's after Tim's third show at the fucking Stress Factory.
Dude, right. I didn't know how fucked up that game was, though. I really didn't. It's
Are
like,
they trying to get the ball when they tackle you?
All right, hang on what one second. Mean? We're going to watch a little clip right now.
What's the point of the tackle?
Right here.
This is Eli.
Oh, that's my home video, so how'd y'all get that?
All right, let's see this for a second.
Eli with no
this music out. Makes everything better. They can put this over like
it's the best one ever, it says. Here we go.
There's a bunch of shirtless dudes.
This looks like
around.
Football.
Do you with the ball? That's the queer I was telling you about.
Right. See the dude with the polo? That's
dude,
the one I was telling you about.
These kids suck, dude.
Nothing? All right, nice talking to you.
No.
What? I said, see the one with the polo? That was the one I was telling you about.
Oh Tim.
Not Bobby's just mad because the game's not called Smear the Bagel.
Whoa.
All right, give me the thing. I thought it was funny.
I will not.
I
will not
take it.
Stop it.
I thought
right?
it was funny.
Stop it.
This is bullshit.
I loved
this,
it.
That's bullshit.
Hang on one second. First of all.
I take artistic risks.
I think that was fucking. I thought it was great, and you made me hungry.
Yeah,
I had a bagel
this morning.
That's when I know it's a good one. So I refuse to give you the bid. I am starving right now. I want a bagel.
A bagel?
A bagel.
A bagel.
A bagel.
I had a cinnamon raisin this morning, toasted
Ooh.
With butter.
Oh,
and don't,
hell yeah.
Don't be skimpy on the butter.
Okay, so listen, you fucking, are you a redneck?
No, I'm not, dude. I'm telling you.
Oh, really?
If you met a real redneck, you'd be like, oh, no, that dude's a pussy.
Okay,
like,
so you grew up with all these rednecks, though.
It was like redneck. It was like a black neighborhood,
mostly.
No, I don't hunt.
You don't hunt?
No. I have before when I was way younger, but no, I don't
really?
Hunt.
And you killed something? What'd
no.
you kill?
No,
you,
I didn't.
A transgender person.
No, tagged. I was young, tagged along. I fished a lot more. I did a lot of fishing
okay,
and
did,
stuff.
Did you ever eat deer?
I've had deer. I never ate a deer that someone killed or not.
Well, no, what kind of house did you live in? Did your house just have
a small house?
Did it have wheels?
No, dude. It was a small, it was like a, I don't know, lower middle class, skirting on lower class black neighborhood. Oh, black and redneck, I guess.
So
in Alabama. It was in the city limits, but the South is full of places that are kind of city, but there's like woods and shit everywhere.
Yeah, right. So you had a lot of black friends.
I did, yeah.
Okay, cool. So you're not racist?
Nah.
Well, is racism as crazy down there still?
I don't know, dude. The area I grew up in was so black that there just wasn't that much tension between the two. But well, I thought there was gonna be a joke
at the end of that.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It was so black.
It was so black. No, dude. The homophobia is crazy though. Like that. Oh, yeah, I grew up like homophobic, and I didn't even know I was really.
Well, yeah, you were playing fucking Kill the Queer. Why wouldn't you be homophobic? Yeah.
Kill the Queer.
Was it? Isn't that what it's called?
Smear the Queer.
Smear.
Oh, sorry.
Somehow sounds worse, honestly. I think.
So you grew up, how did you know you were homophobic?
I didn't know then. I realize now that...
No, that's what I mean. How did you realize now you're homophobic?
I look back at games like Smear the Queer, how much I'd just say faggot and not know it. And right. I just thought, I was just raised to believe that it's like a sin against God to be gay. And everyone else there believes that too, so...
That it's sin against God to be gay, yeah.
Yeah, my dad was a pastor and shit.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, Mennonite pastor.
Oh, Mennonite, oof.
Yeah.
So that's almost like Amish, correct?
Kind of. I didn't grow up in that lifestyle. My dad would do, like, I call them, like, guest sets out in the sticks of Alabama, right. Where he'd go headline their church, and then, like, we'd go to, like, lunch or something afterwards, and those guys were, like, crazy. Like, there was always, like, a farm, and the only difference between, like, them and Amish was there was, like, a TV in the corner and a stack of Bible videos or something like that.
Wow.
But I didn't grow up, that wasn't my culture. I was more in the city and shit.
So how did you, out of that culture, do stand-up comedy? And then, do you think it's hanging out with black people that made you good at busting balls?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, definitely. I didn't know what the fuck stand-up was growing up. But
you had to be funny.
Yeah, I had to be funny. It's like a cliche, but the defense thing, yeah, I had to be funny or I'd get my ass kicked at school. Like, they liked me because of, like every day, I was just like, it was like, I was bullied, like, give me a dollar, white boy. But if I'm funny, then they all like me, and it's like, it's okay.
It's not, dude, when I was in juvie jail, I was, one of the worst ones I was in was mostly black kids, black staff. There was three white kids besides me. A white kid looked like you. another white kid that was kind of like a good-looking jock type. Rock and roll
like
dude.
Me.
And me. And they were taking us out one by one. They were just beating the shit out.
Yeah.
They were blanket party one kid. Another kid they beat the fuck out of in the shower. They didn't fuck with the rocker because he was a big dude. They came in my room, and I told the story before, where they all surrounded me, ghosted me, pretended like they wasn't even there, around 10 of them. And I was going to catch my beating.
He said, let me just blow everybody quick.
That's how you got into comedy.
I said this before, too.
That's how the legend was born.
You don't suck dick in, you don't blow guys in juvie hall because you're only in for 3 months.
Right.
If you suck dick in juvie hall, you're just gay.
Right. Yeah, this one kid is just thrilled about being in juvie. Summer camp. Well, I guess you guys have to fuck me now.
Yeah. I'm going to suck your dick for a cigarette. You're getting out tomorrow.
Well, if you insist.
I remember they all surrounded me and they were talking about beating up the other white kids. Like those cracker motherfuckers, fuck white boy. And they would say, I was just reading this book and they said something about white boys, fuck white boys and shit. And I didn't move. And they go, the little dude, his name was Godfather. It was like Kevin Hart big.
Yeah.
And he's like, yo, you a white boy? You a homeboy motherfucker. And I was like, dude, I am a fucking homeboy.
Yeah, you got to sell out the people.
They laughed. They were like, this motherfucker. And they're like, yeah, right, motherfucker. And I was like, that's right, bitch.
Oh, dude.
And they laughed. I was cool from then on.
Dude, because way back then, white guy acting black wasn't as hack as it is now. It was like, that blows their mind. They're like, you're the funniest man alive.
I
mean,
of course, I was being funny. I didn't stay in character. Yo, what's up, my motherfucker? Yeah, what's up, bitches?
Start saying that. N-word.
Yeah, right. I didn't take it. They knew I was kidding. I went back to me. That would have sucked if I had to do some fucking B movie. Yo, what's up? Yo, man, give me that cheese.
Ew. Ew, I like that.
Yeah, dude, that shit helped me for roast battle, though, I think. You get made fun of
absolutely.
All the time.
You understand, funny comes from the the pain of it, not to be so cliche, but it comes from your own insecurities.
Yeah.
If you know how fucking ugly or stupid or fat or insecure or how just fucked up you are, you're going to have an edge over everybody else because you know more about yourself. Therefore, you know more about other people. You can recognize people's fucked upness and see it and deal with it and say it and take the hits back.
Yeah, and like when you call me ugly, like...
I didn't call you ugly.
You can't hurt me.
I did not say ugly.
Well, you said something worse, but like...
I said sick. Now, I could have been right.
On the brink of death or something
like
that.
Listen, you could have got something from the time you did roast battle to now. I saw you on video. You look better on video.
I appreciate that, brother.
But I'm saying... I'm not kidding.
Camera adds a few pounds.
I'm just hitting you now because...
I've been called...
If I give you a day, you'll hurt my feelings. Well,
I got called ugly my whole life because, like, I don't know if black people not stingy with calling you ugly.
Oh, man. Like, whatever it is.
They like to say, motherfucker got a weird face. They like to say shit like that.
Right.
So when you said that to me, it's like.
Doesn't even affect you.
You were still doing your black character, it seemed like.
Yeah. But it's true. It's that it doesn't affect you.
Well, Bobby still opens his set by saying, I am a homeboy, which is interesting. But I think. Now I know where it comes from. Actually, I am a homeboy.
That's my one-man show.
It's a good one.
A light just comes on. I'm in a black turtleneck, and I go, you a homeboy?
Yeah.
Or you a white boy? And then it goes out, and it comes back on. I have a white turtleneck, and I'm like, I'm a homeboy.
I feel like we're all laughing. If you did that, I feel like that would be positively reviewed somewhere.
Oh, I'd fucking...
You know what I mean?
I'd have my own show.
Like he's denouncing his white privilege. He's accepting. He understands.
Yes. I love the transition from the white turtleneck to the black turtleneck. Yeah. Oh, we're fucked, Timmy.
We're so fucked.
And we're fucked. The only thing you can do right now is enjoy your life.
All you can do is have friends and family. You go on the internet, you go on Twitter, anything for more than 5 minutes, you go, oh, this is insane.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even matter in my own life. And I just got to find people that I care about and love and treat them well because it's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, it's the rise. Really, it's the rise.
On each side. Left,
of
right.
Crazies.
It's crazy. Whether you're a neo-Nazi or you're a far left. nobody, we're losing our ability to have conversations. There's fucking political violence. People in the street are just fighting. And it's like, this is...
Comedians.
Comedians are
lost
fighting.
Lost their fucking ability to be funny.
Well, you got the dumbasses yelling. If you say anything in the middle, you're attacked. So no one says anything in the middle. So the middle gets nothing.
And that's where I think I am. But it's like, it's hard to be in the middle.
Same.
Because you say something.
I don't want to deal with the comments. Yeah.
People just keep going at you.
I just got to stop. This is a very interesting conversation. I do want to go back to this.
Yeah.
But Lauren and me came up. I was supposed to read ads at certain points, and we came up with the thing, and I was like, well, maybe you text me. She's like, no, I read your text. And she goes, I'm just going to write it on a piece of paper, and the gesture, the simple gesture of me showing you that, you'll understand what I'm saying. So she starts to move, and I look over, and she's writing something. So then I look, and then she places it flat on the table so I can't read it with
Bobby.
The part that I'm supposed to read. By her fucking head.
No, look, like, I did it like that.
Did you write that we need to get back?
You did that now. What she originally did was this.
I know what Tommy did.
It was upside down, and I'm like, "Odoo ad." We'll do 5-10 minutes. I just want to stay in this real quick. This, because it. What sucks is, you know, if you listen to certain podcasts or certain comics. It's such a there's no more fun.
There's no
I feel
funny.
Like there's no like fun is dying. Mm-hmm. Like it's so it's like be funny. I don't know, man. It's like you read these things and they're blaming comics. They're saying that this what happened yesterday. Okay, comics are the worst people at saying mean shit, terrible fucking shit. And it's so bad. I mean, her holding the head up of Trump, kill him.
Yeah.
Shakespeare in the Park, kill him.
Right.
And then someone goes and kills people who voted for Trump or Republicans, and people are like, what's that? We're telling people to go kill people for their beliefs.
Yeah.
And it's not funny. Art is supposed to fucking... as comics, I think we're supposed to heal through the pain. We're not supposed to fucking... be so selfish and just butt hurt.
Well, I think there's the thing now is that comics or somewhere along the line started to get convinced that they were philosophers or that they were the quote unquote resistance or that anybody in the world walks out of Caroline's and goes, oh, I've changed my mind on that political issue. And it just doesn't have. Listen, man, Carlin Hicks, these guys. They did it better than anyone prior. Right. All those guys. Here's the reality. How many of their fans still fucking went in there and like voted for people that those guys would not have agreed? At the end of the day, you don't change your opinions in a comedy club. It doesn't happen.
Yes.
And I don't think, and I don't know where the idea is that like clowns are the fucking arbiters of what is and isn't. It's just
because
not,
I'll tell you. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Christy.
No, I was just gonna say. I get there are comedians who do completely political material.
Yeah.
So that's why some people think that like performers do have. Sometimes, you know, John Stewart was like, oh, you have to be smart to be a smart ass. He made a career out of making jokes about
politics. Here's the thing.
Right.
When comics used, we only had the stage.
Yeah.
Before social media, before comics became rock stars selling out arenas.
Yeah.
When it was just comedy clubs. Look, you just did comedy clubs, maybe small theaters. But now, with social media, and these big venues that you're selling out with people who are coming to see you, how do you not buy into your own shit?
Right.
How do you not buy that you're some type of prophet?
Right.
How do you not buy into people really want to hear what the fuck I have to say? And then when you understand, you don't have to, before social media, if you wanted to say something political, you had to do it on stage.
Right.
And if you did it on stage, it had to be funny.
Right.
Because if it wasn't funny, you turn into fucking Lenny Bruce and people are like, this guy's insane.
Right.
And you're just reading transcripts on stage.
Right.
And now you're just a fucking lunatic.
Right.
Okay? But now with social media, you don't have to be funny.
Yeah.
You can say all this shit, right? And what and nobody and it doesn't have to be funny. It can be real. Yeah. As real as it gets as a comedian. But back in the day, before that, you had to bring it on stage. George Carlin had to go on stage. That joke had to have his point, meaning, and it had to make people laugh.
Yeah.
which is hard.
And I think it's a being political is a fallback for people who know they're not that funny. Because if you say something that you know a whole room's going to agree with, you're getting this affirmation without having to put in the work of writing like an actual
That's
joke.
Very
yeah, but
true.
George Carlin went on stage and talked about fucking God, how God is horseshit.
Right.
And I mean, his famous bit.
And he was hilarious. Yeah.
About God. You know, if there's, wait a minute. What, bring up George Carlin's bit on God. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And it made me go, shit. I mean, George Carlin bit on washing hands and germs.
Yeah.
It's like, if I'm washing my hands after I piss, I should wash my dick because that's the dirty thing. My hands have been touching shit all day. I should wash my dick because my hands are dirty. It's like he's making you think about choices in your life through comedy and making you laugh when you do it.
It's the best. I always thought Greg Giraldo had the best funniness to point ratio.
That's it right here. Oh, make it big.
Think about it. Religion Turn has it actually convinced people that there's an invisible man living in the sky who watches everything you do every minute of every day. And the invisible man has a special list of 10 things he does not want you to do. And if you do any of these 10 things, he has a special place full of fire and smoke and burning and torture and anguish where he will send you to live and suffer and burn and choke and scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time. But he loves you.
It's the best part.
Perfect.
It's the best part.
He loves you. He loves you and he needs money. He always needs money. He's all powerful, all perfect, all knowing, and all wise. Somehow, just can't handle money.
That's great.
That's perfect.
Amazing. Perfect.
Like I'm still religious, and
me
that's just
too.
Like, how do
I'm
I argue
a,
with that? That's
I'm
like
a Christian.
So
I go to
me
church
yeah,
every
yeah, yeah.
single Sunday of my life. I will forever, and that's the funniest thing
so
ever.
So funny.
It doesn't matter. It's just funny.
And that's what comics do.
Yeah,
I think
should
and then,
do.
And then when you you know, you see this stupid shit that's going on, and you're like, what the fuck? I mean.
Well, you know,
Kathy Griffin, what are you doing? As a comic, you got to know, even on this show, you kind of have to, as a comedian, know when, where, what's funny, what's not, what, this is stupid. We say inappropriate shit to each other all the time. I mean, terrible shit.
Right.
But it's to us. And because we can get
but
that.
But I think it's like part of the hysteria, man, because at the end of the day, all these media people that are really critical of Trump and say that he's like the biggest threat to democracy ever, you can't really get mad at Kathy Griffin. All these media people, these liberals that are fake, they're like, it went too far.
Yeah, no
it's
one
like
gives a
every
shit.
Day you get on TV but and when, tell me that this guy is the gonna, biggest threat to the world.
There's no more news.
So there's no more news. There's so it's no like, if this guy's the face of evil, you're telling me, oh, Kathy Griffin went too far. And then your next story is like, Trump to blow up the world. It's like, what? Like, what are you talking about?
There's no more news.
Yeah.
There's no more news. It's all news, because I've been watching news for the last 3 weeks, back and forth. In the morning, I just watch Fox and then CNN and then MSN, and I go back and forth. There's no more news.
Nothing.
It's sitcoms.
Yeah.
It's a fucking soap opera. It reminds me of when I was a kid and my grandmother worked at the rectory during the day with the priests. She would have to iron their clothes and feed them and stuff. And I would go visit her and she'd be watching these soap operas all day.
Right.
And I was like, these are so stupid.
Yeah.
Until I got sick once. I got mono. And I'm in the hospital. And during the day back then, they had three channels on.
Yeah.
So during the day, you watch soaps.
Right.
Even as a kid, there's nothing on.
What was your show? Guiding Light?
Guiding Light and General Hospital.
Yeah, General Hospital, classic.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, as a fucking 10-year-old, I want to know what happened. I was so into
Sunny and what's her name?
There's a fucking, it's almost like a fucking equation that they put together in these soap operas that make you go, oh my God, what's going to happen? And I have to, tomorrow, and the news does the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
They do it on these stupid shows. The locker shows. What's that show? Storage Wars.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, what's that? Oh, there's nothing. That's not, what's that box in the back? Is that Japanese symbols?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Gung, right. Gung.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's a 9 hours of commercial, and you're waiting to go back, and you find out that it's just a Japanese movie box.
Right.
Yeah. Fuck me.
It's like when all the stuff with Trump first happened, I think I felt a lot of pressure to write about it and to joke about it, because you look at it, and you're like, oh, it's this gold mine of material.
Yes.
And it took me a while to realize, like, well, I don't want to talk about it.
But you can't even talk. You can only talk about it one way on stage. Or you're going to get booed or yelled at or fucking...
Like you got to shit on him, you mean?
You, you have to shit on Trump or you're going to be fucked with. Unless it's really good.
Yeah.
It ha- I mean...
Yeah.
I mean...
I'm kind of like... Can I like maybe like... But like just like playing devil's advocate a bit. Like I think Tim is a good example of something like that. I think Tim will take the and devil. Tell me if you disagree. But like a popular opinion on a person or something. And then I feel like you will try to look at it the opposite way and make a joke about it.
I try to do that. I mean, my, 80% of my act is frozen yogurt. But the reality is...
But like the Republican... 20s,
80% of your
the,
stool. You
know? I was setting you up. I was spiking the ball.
Bubba, I don't... Listen,
I understand
just
that.
Take the joke.
Okay.
Don't take credit for the joke.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to divvy up percent. This isn't fucking Gas Digital.
I wouldn't have went
we
with
have
stool.
To divvy up
I would have
stock options.
All right.
But you lean conservative.
I give credit 13% to the joke,
they say you lean conservative now if you ask a question. So if somebody says to you, there's 46 genders, and you go, what? Take, walk me through that. They go, conservative. If you go,
oh, I didn't mean
Trump's
to like,
a Nazi. No, no, no.
I'm
not,
not. Okay.
No,
I don't
do,
know
I do
like
in this climate, you do lean conservative. Okay. People go, Trump's a Nazi. And I go, wait, well, I don't really like Trump, but like, explain to me that. Like, if you, this is the problem with kind of with the left and liberals. You have to agree with them. If they believe in 20 things, you got to agree with all 20 things. If you agree with 19, and you don't agree with one, you're out. They, you know.
Yeah.
So, so it's like weird. It's like I do lean conservative, especially in comedy. I lean conservative because everybody in comedy, and that's the majority of people in comedy, are liberal people. They, you know, they live in cities. They come from. They hate their fucking family in Ohio or whatever, and they fucking. Yeah. You know, they don't like the mega church they grew up in and like fucking, these are a lot of kids. I told you, they come to New York and like, and I get it. And a lot of those guys are, and they're pursuing their dream, which makes them a liberal, like conservatives don't try to make a living at a thing where nobody makes a living. Like,
right.
But here's the thing though. It doesn't matter. Like as comedians, it's just fucking ridiculous that we find the humor in the darkest, evilest fucking places.
Yeah.
And even the people that are being so politically correct out there, who are so for the cause, I've talked to some of them, and they've said some horrid, funny shit.
Well, the thing is,
horrid, funny shit.
Half of them privately will tell you that they don't even agree with the things they say.
It reminds me of church.
Go on.
Some of these like mics and shit I do, or shit, it reminds me of like church camp, where I go to
stop.
Sorry.
Listen,
sorry.
I don't know you, so I'm gonna have to deconstruct you as you talk. What? My kid's at camp right now, but he plays baseball and he plays football. What the fuck is church camp?
You don't know about church camp?
Oh,
I don't.
Man.
You didn't go to church camp in Mississippi?
It's like Jewish camp, right?
Oh, far no, no.
No, the Jews don't exist today.
you mean devil camp? No, no, not like that. No.
Devil camp.
Church camp. I went to church camp, like Bible camp, like every summer. We'd go out to Mississippi and we'd all hang out. It was fun. But the thing is, before
did you have to go to church every day?
There was like a chapel at the end of the day. Yeah.
So at the end of the day, you have to go. You played. So church camp is you go. Is it a church? Is it a church grounds?
There's a church and just also like camps with a lake and canoes and like basketball.
So
and
you slept there?
Yeah.
Okay. So
cabins
you had,
and shit.
You had a bunk?
Yeah.
Were there priests or brothers as the counselors or regular people?
Dude, Mennonites like not that bougie, I guess. Like we just had like some dudes in charge of shit.
Do you have regular outfits?
Yeah, you just wore like your stone cold shirt and
stone cold.
Yeah,
it has to be a certain color, right?
Stone cold.
No, what
he had a lot of shirts.
Oh, you mean Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you meant that was a color.
Austin,
I thought that was like a blue, like a slate blue shirt.
No, no. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I know.
Haven't you read the Bible?
I have. What? What? What?
No, that's questioning the Bible. That's not okay. Dude, so what the reason it reminds me of is because we'd all hang out. We'd all talk about like pussies and shit. And
you talk about pussy.
Yeah, of course. And smoke and stuff like that. Yeah. But then at the end of the day, we all go into the church and everyone's just very, just pretends none of that existed.
Because we're all hypocrites.
And when I go to some of these shows and stuff like that, I'll shoot the shit with my friends. We'll say offensive stuff, laugh about the worst shit. Yeah. And everyone knows we're joking. But then we go into the mic or something like that. Yep. And everyone gets tense if someone says something on stage even close to that.
Yeah.
Because there's a few lame asses in the room who actually would take it seriously. Yeah. Just like in the church camp, because there's a few lame asses in the room who will like call you out like, oh, that's not okay.
You're making a funny comparison that's... they kind of run parallel to each other, because religion is what if, like, you do all this fucked up shit, you fuck, you say mean shit, you masturbate, you jerk off to horrid stuff, you do bad things to people, you lie, and then you go to church, right? And you ask for forgiveness, and you're back in. Okay? Like, you pretend like it doesn't happen. And why are you doing that? Why don't you just go be that person that you really are, and then, but then you got to go become... For 1 hour or a couple hours out of another day, you become this person that you think you're supposed to be. And that's because what if? There is a God.
Right.
And you die. And they, you know, that's why they say Muslims are crazy. But how much crazier are Christians than anybody else that if, what if you die and then you go to heaven, you want to get into the gates of heaven.
Right.
And you're not going to get in if you're fucking out of wedlock, masturbating, doing bad things, lying, and all these Ten Commandments. I mean, you're just doing it just in case. And in comedy, we're over here saying this, this, and that, fucked up shit to each other. But then you go on Twitter and you act like you're holier than thou, just in case.
Well, right.
Because if this fucks you, if this will fuck you out of the business, maybe.
Yeah. Anyone hears me talking about Smear the Queer on here.
The only way, but the only way that you, the only way a comedian wins is if it's funny.
Yeah.
You got to be funny. Funny will fucking trump anything.
Yeah. Right. That's a good rule.
So basically, what some of these comics are doing are just saying shit and not doing the work to make it fucking hilarious.
Yes, right.
Yeah. And everyone pretends everyone's funny, and that's annoying too. Right. But I'm not going to act like...
What would have made Kathy Griffin Trump head? What would have made that funny?
She could have made a joke. She could have said something. There were no words. Here's the thing. It was no fucking words. It was literally just, you scalped the president.
Not scalped, beheaded.
Well, whatever.
It's a big difference.
Beheaded, right? I'm sorry.
I would have fucking, if he they scalped him, that might have been funny.
Funny. Okay.
If she had his hair.
Yeah. But this is the thing.
There was no blood. It was just fucking rope.
There's an economy. Step on that. That's good. Being funny.
That was a good. Thanks.
No, it was good.
It was all right. But you
were as
good as you were dying to get the word economy out.
It was good as I am a homeboy.
Hey,
good as that one.
That was
a
fucking
one. I know
that.
Got you out of a beatdown.
Well, look, as someone who's almost been beat up by black people, I tell you, that's a great
joke.
That,
I don't like that Tim holds resentments on a podcast.
Yeah.
The fuck is that?
I'm not right with my program. Yeah,
I would have never known he didn't like the joke. He laughed at the joke.
I know.
And then he rolled his eyes.
This fucking phony was like, and he really, in his brain, was like, that fucking joke stunk.
Yeah.
But there's an economy in it, man. People are making money now. People are getting ahead because they are political.
It's true.
And there's a huge appetite for that. You know, Trump's presidency has saved certain late night shows. It's saved things.
Yeah.
People have rebranded themselves as the anti. And here's the deal. If an alien landed and you had to explain to him the difference between Trump and Colbert, and you were like, well, they're both multimillionaires. They both perform in front of a large audience. You know what I mean? They both have an agenda. They have a lot more in common than they're willing to admit. Obviously, Trump's got a nuclear arsenal, things like that. But all these all these Hollywood guys that go out and talk about how evil Trump was, and listen, I don't agree with a lot of the things he's doing. They were his best friends in New York.
Yeah.
They loved him. Yeah. They went on his show. They hung out. And now all of a sudden, the guy is the most evil guy. So, and I know that he's done a lot of and said a lot of foul shit. And but at the end of the day, there's this weird thing where you're preaching to people in middle America that get up every day and work for a living, and you live in a 10,000 square foot home in Malibu, California, and you get paid millions of dollars in a movie to pretend to be somebody else. And you are some kind of, you know, you see yourself as like a prophet or something like that. I always thought comics were not supposed to be that. Comics were supposed to identify with
you're right.
working people
comics, that walk. Yeah. Comics, we're supposed to be the ones that Tell it like it is.
See it from all the angles.
But yeah, all the angles.
And say some
but,
shit.
But
yeah.
That's why there's so many different comics. And someone says that comic sucks. I don't ever say that because comedy is so subjective.
Yeah.
What you like and what she likes are two different things.
Right.
So I won't say that this comic sucks.
Right.
Because I don't fucking know. Because right. I like this comedy. I'm not into that. But a lot of people are. So you can't say they suck. Now, the fact that these people. Now, Stephen Colbert, of course, is doing comedy. He writes a whole monologue.
Very
every
funny,
night.
But
and
yeah,
it's funny,
right?
So you gotta. I mean, he's actually listen, trying to be funny with it.
But here's my point: it's not the Colberts of the world. It's everybody that now wants to be him. Yeah. It's everybody that sees that work and go, "Oh, well, Colbert's got a huge audience doing that. I'm gonna try to do that." And then they try to do it, but they don't have jokes. How many shitty comics were inspired by Bill Hicks? And they just get on stage and bomb, and you go, wait a minute, that's not what Bill Hicks was doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it feels like there's more of a future in being a mildly humorous activist than
absolutely.
Being a legit comic.
Yeah. 100%.
Well, but also,
it was perfectly said.
But being, you know, comedy is more of a one-man show now, too. I mean, it's this half-breed. There was a one-man show. John Leguizamo did a one-man show. Colin Quinn did a one-man show. But now there seems to be some type of half-breed of... where this can't really be funny at an improv on a Saturday night second show in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
But I can do this in Florida, in Fort Lauderdale at a small theater as a one-man show.
Oh.
And people are going to be like, that was brilliant.
Right, yeah. Right.
Where, well, yeah. Where people, are, now if you watch comedy on TV, it's very, it's almost like it was back in the early, late 80s and 90s where, you know, what are you? What is your point of view?
Well, it's like I had a conversation with somebody, and like I do the show on a tour bus, and it's just funny. I'm trying to make it funny. And my manager's like, don't try to make it funny. He's like, funny will happen,
but
make it thematic. And I'm like, well, here's the theme. It's funny. People paid money to be there.
Who's your manager?
I don't want to. Come on. What are you doing? But I love listening.
You said it. Me. I can look it up on the fucking internet.
No, you can't. They don't have me on the website. What are you, stupid? I've never made anybody any money. I'm ashamed. I'm a shame fuck to them. I'm a 3 a.m. fat girl fuck to them, you know. But no, he's not a bad guy. He's right. He's telling me what a manager should tell you. There's not a lot of money in it just being funny. People got to connect to it, so it's got to be more. It's, I'm telling you, he's not wrong in this instance. But to me, I'm like, if I'm not being funny, what the fuck? You're not coming in there to look at me. What are we doing?
So maybe what you're saying there's a happy middle ground.
Well, that's
where
it,
you it's thematic and it's funny.
Well, yeah.
But and this is the problem. This in lies the problem.
Yeah.
Is that are you willing to do that work?
I am. I have to be.
Well,
you know what?
I mean, that work is a lot of work.
It is.
Carlin did the work.
Yeah.
Right? Pryor did the work.
Yeah. I mean, my thing, it's like, it's not only, like, I think it is thematic, but I'm all over the place, which is what I think kind of makes me funny. They want it to be like that through line of like, one man show, you start here, you go here, and you end here.
Yeah.
I'm like, you go everywhere, and then I say, I'm done now. And he's like that, you know, stream of consciousness, schizophrenia is funny, but it's not.
Well, I don't know.
What's, you know what, dude? Check it out, dude. Check, listen to my sponsors, all right? Boom. Here it is. Blue Apron. I love these guys. I use them. I use them a couple times a week. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient recipe delivery service in the country. Blue Apron's mission... to make incredible home cooking accessible to everybody. All right? You got a lot of you humps out there listening to my show. Blue Apron achieves this how? By supporting sustainable food systems, setting the higher standard ingredients, and building a community of chefs. Blue Apron has established partners with 150 local farms and fisheries and ranchers across the United States. Seafood sourced... sustainably under standards developed in partnership with Monterey Bay Aquarium. So you're not going to get all this mercury-filled crap. The seafood's going to be good. Beef, chicken, pork come from responsible raised animals. Look, if the animal, and this is a fact, if the animal is under less stress, the meat's better. And you're not taking that into your body. I believe in that. Produce is sourced from the farms that practice regenerative farming. Blue Apron ships the exact amount of ingredients that is for the recipe, so you're not getting waste. You know, these other places, other things, you don't use the whole, even when you cook at home, you make too much. You know, I'm always trying to lose weight. It actually, they give you a portion. You eat that portion, then you stop pushing stuff down your face. Okay? Cooking together builds a strong family. Me and Max, my wife, we cook together all the time. Max loves it. We have dinner at 5:30 when I'm home every night, like families used to. All right, research shows that Blue Apron families cook nearly 3 times more often. Those who spend a lot at restaurants or high groceries, food chains, we spend under $10 a person for a delicious meal with Blue Apron. All right, check this out. These are the meals coming up. Seared chicken and creamy pasta salad with summer squash and sweet peppers. That sounds delicious. Creamy shrimp roll and quick pickles and sweet potato wedges. There's another one. Fresh basil fettuccine pasta with sweet corn and cubanella peppers. Chili butter steak with Parmesan potatoes and spinach. This is great. Come on. Okay, I use it all the time, and it's good because I'm a mess when I cook. I'm going all over the place trying to find stuff and ripping stuff out. I know exactly what I need, right from the directions, and all the ingredients are there. Okay, it's $10 a person per meal. They deliver the recipes, and they're seasonal recipes too. Okay, the food, it's a variety of recipes each week. It's not the same thing. Some of these things just ship the same thing. You get like 5 meals to choose from. They change it up all the time. Okay? And you can choose what you want when you want it. You don't have to have it all the time. It's not a weekly commitment. Okay? So you only get deliveries when you want them. You can't beat that. And each meal is easy. Step-by-step instructions. Like I can cook it, all right? And it's under 40 minutes or less. And they guarantee it. Fresh, guaranteed promise. They guarantee the freshness. So if it's not fresh, you'll get your money back, okay? It's unbelievable. Check out this week's menu. And get your first three meals are free. That's insane, with the free shipping. So 3 meals are free. You can try it. It's amazing, and it's free shipping. Go to blueapron.com/dude, okay? And I'm telling you, you'll love how good you feel after you taste this food. To create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron is amazing, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/dude. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Check it out, deepdiscount.com, our new sponsor of my show. It's on my site. Check it out, the link on the Riotcast page on the YKWD, excuse me. It's loaded with all kinds of fun stuff to keep you occupied. CDs, vinyls, DVD, Blu-rays, video games, and so much more. Go to deepdiscount.com or click the link or the logo on my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Go there, click the little logo, check it out, and buy a few things. Be good to yourself, and you'll be supporting my sponsors too, okay? This week, deepdiscount.com joins in an all the USA celebrities during the Independence Day sale. Is that nuts? What? Yo, I'm telling you right now, man, this Independence Day sale is unbelievable. Independence Day sale. Over 5,000 independent movies and musics are on sale. Independent favorite like Sling Blade, Billy Bob Thornton, Reservoir Dogs, Quentin Tarantino's fourth film, Kill Bill, and so much more. Check out the site for special coupons and sale icons to save even more at deepdiscount.com. Do it! It's unbelievable. They already have already low prices. The name says it all. Deepdiscount.com. Everything is deeply discounted. Okay, you go to the thing, you'll find new releases. Check out this week, Zookeeper's Wife. You might say, guys, I don't want to see Zookeeper's Wife. Well, I tell you what, when you're sitting there with your wife, you throw it in, you watch a flick with your wife. It's a perfect movie to watch with your wife. It's a true story about a Polish couple who saved hundreds of people from the Nazis by hiding them using their secret tunnels below the zoo to help refugees escape. I mean, look, man, it's historic. You learn a little something because you're dumb. You didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that that happened. I didn't know there was a zoo with tunnels. I love tunnels and I love zoos. Get your copy now on DVD, Blu-ray, or Ultra HD for a really great price at deepdiscount.com or click the link you found on my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Support my sponsors. Don't be a moron. Go to deepdiscount.com. They have insane releases. They have Little Miss Sunshine, The Lawnmower Man. I just bought The Lawnmower Man. It's a collector's edition. You ever saw that movie? If you've never seen The Lawnmower Man, you got to check it out. It's crazy. It's a crazy movie. Okay? And it's on deep discounts right now for insanely low price. DeepDiscount.com. You got to go there. You got to support my sponsors. Go to DeepDiscount.com right now. Go to my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Support my sponsors. Be good to yourself. Buy it. Own it. Watch it. When you want to, check it out now. DeepDiscount.com. That's DeepDiscount.com. Thank you, Deep Discount.
I just had a thought.
Your manager likes me.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
Yeah. What's up?
He loves Fat Pip.
He loves Christy, too.
Oh, hey.
Christie?
No.
Christy Cello. Does that make sense? Of course he likes you. He reps Chris Christie.
No, he loves Christy Cello.
I love your manager so much.
He's the best.
I'll
say his name, Jim Serpico. I'm not afraid.
I love Jim Serpico.
He's a great friend of mine.
I was thinking I like that everyone's trying to be political. Because, like, yes, it's an eye roll, but, like, good. I hope everyone at this table tries to get political because I won't. And then I'll make me different. So it's like, good, let fucking everyone be political. I never want to be political, and I never will be political.
Yeah, and then when they actually
become an activist, there'll be more room at the
just
comedy
be
clubs
funny.
For me.
Listen, be political, just be funny. Yeah. That's all.
Well, can I ask you a question, just to get out of this political talk?
That's why I like Roast Battle, because those guys
I think
are
it was my comment that made everyone
Roast
get
Battle's
out.
The only place you can say anything now that's,
oh, that's the truth.
Edgy.
Yeah, that's the truth.
If you're not in a Roast Battle format, you can't say anything.
But that's not true, dude.
I'm kidding. You know what I mean.
It's not true. That's the problem. If you keep saying shit like that, you should be able to say whatever you want on stage. And if people get up and leave, fuck them. They should leave.
It's true, yeah.
There's some truth to what he's saying.
Patrice used to walk 20 people.
Yeah. But if you do that now, you don't have a career.
But you know what?
But here's the thing.
I don't know if I believe that. I think that
there are so few clubs now.
I think that let me finish this thought before you fucking yap over me.
All right.
I know you have your own podcast.
I have 4,800 followers on Twitter, Bobby. Please respect me.
I know. I know. I can hear it. Your voice is so much better than mine. I actually start just saying, "What do you keep talking?" Like, this is my fucking show. This fucking yammering fucking mule keeps fucking talking.
Yammering mule.
He really is way more interesting than me, dude. The fact that if we keep saying that these people walk out or you're afraid, we have to stop being afraid of people not liking us.
Yeah.
We have to stop being, it may take longer. Patrice should have been way more famous sooner. But because he did not sacrifice his personality or who he was, he made that choice. It took him longer. He had to learn his lessons, learn where to give and take. Where he was okay with saying, you know what, I got to stop doing that. That's a little fucked up in him. Or, you know what, fuck him. Fuck them. Suck my dick. That's me.
It's good to let it take longer.
It took a little longer than some people. You know what I mean?
Right.
But he doesn't have to look back and go, oh, shit.
Right.
Because you can't take that away from him.
Yeah, no.
There's one thing you can't take away is his funny.
Yeah. No. He was the best. He's my favorite person.
There's some people that this business can take away their funny.
Right. Right.
By just not letting them on TV.
Right.
You cannot do that. You can't do that with the funniest motherfuckers.
Right.
Patrice was going to go past you anyways because he was so that much funnier.
Yeah.
Look at Bill Burr.
Right.
You can't. He can say whatever he wants.
Right.
Because you can't dictate. Who shows up at my shows, motherfucker? Right. Who buys my tickets?
Yeah. Deepu. People
are showing up on the Geeks in New York podcast on Patreon. He's probably making more money than me. Why not? Everybody is.
Yeah.
Fucking. You're Cumtown's not making $11 million a week.
You're not in it for the money, Bobby.
No, Tim, yes, I am.
Oh, all right.
Yes, I am. Do you ever have a fucking four-year-old in camp?
Not that I know
Taekwondo?
Of. Not that I know of.
Huh? Do you ever try to feed a four-year-old?
Church
that would
camp's
be, that would be illegal.
That would be illegal?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what you're feeding them. Church camp.
Yeah, that's cheaper, I think.
Now, and it'll save his soul. What did you see a light? Was there a train? Did you hop on a train with a stick and a bandana? How did you get to New York? What made you want
with
to come
a
here?
Stick and a bandana.
You have a banjo? Did you sing your way here? How did you get here?
Well, dude, I moved up when I was 17. We moved up to Ohio because my dad got a job at a Bible college.
Wow. Yeah.
So then
there's
I was in Ohio.
Wait a minute. There's a Bible college?
Oh yeah. What? You can go to Christian college.
Yeah, dude. He'll save your soul, brother.
Is it? Hell yeah. Did you go to a Christian college?
No, I could have for free, but I didn't.
I wish.
Yeah, it would have been sick, dude. I'm still religious. I still believe in God. I'm still scared of the devil. Like, I'm terrified of demons and shit. I'm still kind of stupid.
What
really.
Do you mean demons? What do you think's gonna happen?
What do you mean? Have you seen that shit?
You heard George Carlin?
Wait, have you seen what shit?
Well, I mean, fucking Tim's toy was fucking with me the other night.
You ain't seen The Exorcist? That documentary?
That's not real.
You die in the blistery pits
dude,
of hell.
Growing up, I was like terrified.
You're
of
already, you know, you're going to hell.
Me? No, my Jesus is cool with everything I do.
You know what is funny? It's like
my Jesus loves me.
Everybody,
the black guys?
Yes. Yeah. Everybody just creates their own religion. You know, my Jesus likes anal.
Well, that's,
you know what I mean?
I mean, look,
so
I create.
Who cares?
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's AA. Good. It's all AA. You pick your God.
No.
You make your God.
Shut up. There you go. Stop.
Well, I'm a happy person.
I'll tell you what AA does. You know what AA basically?
Yeah.
What? Because that was a hard thing for me to swallow.
Yeah.
Is the, you know, God is who you believe. Pick a God, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's God is a positive perspective.
Sure.
It's fake.
All you're doing is you're telling your mind because we can't control our minds
right
all the time.
Sure.
It's like, okay, when I'm working out, right? If a guy says to me, and I've said this before, if you give me a goal, if you give me structure, I'll achieve it. If you say, give me 45 minutes on that treadmill, I will die doing that for you.
Right, right.
But if you so just hop on the treadmill, 5 minutes in, I'm done.
I think religion's
if
good.
If you give me a goal, you give me, you know, bumpers to keep inside of a lane and a place that I'm going, I will fucking get there. Now, I think religion is that.
Yes.
To a lot of people. We need in our head, whatever the fuck it is.
Absolutely.
To say, I don't lie to people. I don't hurt people.
Yeah.
I don't just fuck everybody. It's just a positive perspective
on
life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to keep us from murdering each other.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I'll tell you, it's like a good thing. That's also why I don't like some of the PC shit or whatever. Because like I grew up. I have a real strong awareness of people who just need a set of rules to convince themselves they're a good person. Well, and I think that some of it, not all of it, but some of the PC stuff really is people that they know all the rules. They know what to say, what to not say. But you get the sense if you know people like, okay, but you're a worse person than this person who just happens to not know all the,
well, it's
all
like
the rules.
I used to tell,
so it's frustrating, you know?
I used to tell like a joke where you go down south and the evangelical Christians would be like, listen, you're gay. We think you're going to go to hell. But like, we have a spare room and we'll cook you dinner. And like a New York liberal will be like, hey, we support you, but get the fuck out of my face.
Well, that's how I was.
Know?
I was like, oh, of course I love gay people. They're just wrong and they're
New
going
York
to hell.
Is the most progressive liberal city. Is any city more hateful than New York in your day-to-day interactions with people?
Oh, it's terrible.
And these are all liberal progressive people. Is any city worse?
No.
Have you ever tried to get on or off a train? Oh. Like just angry, desperate, miserable
You're
people.
You're just in a no state of mind. Do you have a minute for the environment? No. Have a minute for gay rights? No.
Right.
Well,
right.
I was walking down the street like, no.
That's why I got this like affection.
Sounds like the industry to me.
That's why I got this affection for like.
That's exactly what Comedy Central says to me. You want to shoot a special? No. You want to fucking do it? No.
But I got this affection for people who grew up like me, just kind of stupid and ignorant. Like Southerners and Trump voters and stuff, because like, I don't know. I don't think I was evil. I was just ignorant and surrounded by ignorant people. And I know these people who are technically all right. I agree with them. But they're worse people than these people I grew up with sometimes.
But you changed. You understand, right?
So, I'm more socially liberal now. Yeah.
But, I mean, you understand that gay people aren't going to hell.
Yeah, now I do.
You understand that black people.
Well, Tim Dillon is going to hell.
Well,
on Jazz Digital.
Let me tell you something, Tim.
Hey,
I'm gonna say this to you, and I'm gonna say it one fucking time.
Hey, that's great.
And I your headphones on?
Yes, the headphones are on.
They've been off the whole time. He's talking to himself.
I wanna let me tell you about this great site where you can find tons of cool stuff without spending a lot of money.
Oh, I love that.
DeepDiscount.com.
Wow.
I've actually gone to the site. It's a new sponsor of my show. So don't, if you're listening right now, fuck you and listen. And then go to the site and support them.
Yeah.
Because if nobody, if you assholes, free. It's enough of the free.
Right.
I'm cutting it off.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to do something.
Yeah.
Support. Yeah. Show up at a fucking gig.
Right.
Yeah.
Do I help reading that ad? Because you know I love that job. Nope. Okay, cool. Just checking.
I want, every time I point to you, I want you to say deepdiscount.com.
Got it.
And every time I point to you, I want you to say it.
Okay.
What do I say?
It's an audition.
I don't want you to say anything.
Okay.
I have an
Bobby, give us all roles.
I have a voiceover audition later. This don't is really going to help me.
Don't say roles because I'm fucking starving. And I would murder some. My favorite thing in the world is a roll with butter.
Really?
Really? What kind of roll?
Yeah, like a hot one? Surprising.
Why?
It is shocking.
Oh, sarcasm
that
again.
You like carbs?
Oh, God. First of all, can you get... Stop being a little teacup. Get your hands off your hips, you fucking sissy.
Get him. He called me a sissy. Sue him. Get him. Make him apologize.
So surprising. You like
my goal in my career is have Bobby have to get on TV and go, I want to apologize to Tim Dillon. I'm just going to be sitting there eating ice cream, you know.
Like this. All right. DeepDiscounts.com is a new sponsor of my show, and this site is loaded with all of your entertainment needs. CDs, vinyls, DVDs, Blu-rays, video games, and much more. Go to
DeepDiscounts.com.
Not counts, clout.
DeepDiscount.com.
Or click the link on my website, on the website to find everything you're looking for at the amazing low prices. I'm going on right now.
You gotta sell that line.
Right now, there's a huge sale on the site, which is, it's crazy. It's crazy, especially if you have a kid. This is great if you have kids. You go on there and get a bunch of DVDs. It's the June site-wide sale. I'm talking about tens of thousands of items are on sale. Look at the site for special coupons and codes and sale icons to save even more on their already low prices. The name says it all.
DeepDiscount.com.
Everything is...
deeply discounted.
DeepDiscount.com.
Oh, my God.
I just was encouraging my friend. Yeah. He really
I
sold
need
that
you to
line.
Focus
I'm
on
really
your job.
Proud of him.
You get a fucking job.
I
you
stole the job. I got her.
You don't fucking, you don't worry about other people. He'd fucking step on you a second to get that
I
job.
I was shook to my core by that delivery.
Well, maybe I should just give it to him then if he's that good.
No, I want it.
And they have a new movie release, too. Check this out. Just released this week, Life, the sci-fi shocker about a crew of six who discover extraterrestrial life on Mars.
Get out.
Yeah. But are they monsters?
Oh, what?
Get your copy of this sci-fi shocker now on Blu-ray or DVD for a great price at
DeepDiscount.com.
That's right. Just click on their link on you find on my homepage on Riotcast. Support our sponsors and be good to yourself. Buy it, own it, watch it when you want. Check it out. Thank you.
DeepDiscount.com. Jesus is Lord.
And see
Jesus.
Jesus is
the way to light.
Jesus is a Lord. It's oh my God!
Oh, I'm sorry. That was a release. I really needed it. That really stressed me out.
I did see that movie, Life. Actually, it was all right.
Was they monsters?
I don't want to.
Spoiler alert.
Yes. Has anybody seen Wonder Woman?
No, but I want to. We gotta go see it, Lauren.
Why Lauren? Why not fucking Tim and?
Yeah, maybe
me
we want to see it.
Because Lauren's my best girlfriend.
We do things.
Are you old together. Or is that?
I got real gray hair.
How old are you?
31.
Okay, so you're early gray.
Yeah, yeah, really. Yeah,
I just didn't know.
I'm like scared of demons and shit. I think that's part of it.
Are you really scared of a demon?
Yeah, dude. I got terrible OCD and I'm scared of the devil.
You have what? You have
OCD? OCD, and it mixes with my fear of the devil.
I think
that kind of shit makes your hair gray.
Now, let me ask you a question, because I don't not believe in ghosts. I don't believe in ghosts. I think I can feel something once in a while. I get creeped out, and I feel shit once in a while.
Yeah, but that's your heart.
Bad up.
You got the towel.
Oh, I deserve it.
Call the towel again. I'm gonna fucking wrap it around your neck.
What is it called again?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, the bomb bandit.
Bandit?
Bomb bandana. No,
that's what you are. All right. That's what you are. Comedy clubs around New York. The bomb bandit. What was that? That was the bomb bandit. Boo.
That's Christy's set condensed in like 10 seconds.
What is it?
Whoa. Sexist much?
Thank you.
Although I heard Petey, the best show is her and Petey. He's like, I eat. You know, I eat so.
I love Petey Diabro, the hope of the hood.
Who's that?
Petey. Oh, I love him so much.
Great.
Petey Diabro, he's a great comic. He's hysterical.
You gotta have him on. You love him.
Okay, relax. Enough with fucking Petey Diablos. Fucking Christ. Fucking.
Remember the time when you and I took a cab together in Queens?
Yes.
I thought you were going to be more excited because it was a
end
really
of story.
Funny.
It's a great story that'll translate to a podcast.
It's a great.
It's great. We took a cab from a gig because we both live in Astoria.
And then what happened?
And then everyone subscribed because they were like, why would we miss this?
No, it was just really funny because Tim was being really loud and the driver was very unhappy with the volume in which he was speaking.
That's a lot of people are unhappy with my volume. What are you going to do?
Well, what were you saying about Muslims?
Really hard. Yes.
Sir, I really want to. Do you believe in ghosts?
Well, I'm talking about different, though. I'm talking about demons.
You're saying demons. Those
aren't
ghosts.
I know. I'm just asking another question. I'm segueing happening. Out of that. I'm coming back in and out. I'm running this thing. I got it. Don't worry about it. I got it.
I've said 9 words this whole podcast.
No, buddy, I'm kidding. I'm fucking joking. Timmy, you don't believe in ghosts?
I don't think so.
Do you believe in demons?
No.
You don't believe in any, so there's nothing exists other than us.
I mean, I'm sure there's energy and there's all kinds of things that I don't understand.
Oh, here we go.
But I mean,
okay.
Demons.
Okay, Christy, do you believe in demons?
Yes.
Wow.
Ask my girl.
This is like the people in the Middle Ages. You believe in witches?
Yes.
But then you believe in witches.
Well, what the fuck, energy?
But listen. You believe in demons? You believe in warlocks?
My blood sugar.
Do you believe in vampires?
Y'all got cokes?
Yeah, you want a diet? Of course we do.
I can get one?
It's called America. Jeez.
But I mean,
whose podcast are you doing?
So if you start with demons.
Chris Copos?
If you start with demons, where does it stop? You believe in vampires?
Hang on 1 second. Talk to him. Don't talk to me,
you
fucking lunatic.
Do you believe in vampires?
No, I'm not a child. I believe in demons and the devil.
Demons. Okay.
You got regular too, huh?
Oh, Jesus Christ. This guy's flipping out like I'm.
Lauren, can I get one of the midget waters we have here now? Thank you.
You fucking. You little fucking queen.
Apology.
Oh, they're so
Email
cute.
Serpico. I want an apology on the
Timmy,
air.
Timmy,
I got some friends who
you turn into a fucking yenta from Long Island.
I want.
Can
that
I have a little? Can I get one of the midget water?
Oh, you would have loved. You would have loved Spear the Queer.
I would have loved it.
Yeah,
I would have kept catching the ball.
All right.
I kept catching the ball.
Shut up, everybody. We're talking over each other. This is a 9 podcast on one. I'm trying. Let's keep focused.
That's a good Coke.
All right, the little water. The little waters, because they had an overabundance of order, so they gave us the littles. We'll be back to big after we use all the littles.
I'm grateful for the water I get.
Thank you very much. And that Coke makes your hands look bigger.
Wow.
Right? You know what they say about big? Okay, go
ahead. Listen, you believe in demons.
Yes.
You believe in the ghosts.
Yes.
So you believe there's demons, literal fucking demons.
In hell, yeah.
And no, just around, though. Yeah, on Earth, too. But in a different dimension, probably.
Have you ever seen demons?
No, dude.
Have you ever heard of anybody possessed by
a demon? Yeah, dude. I've had people, like, tell me, like, in my church, like, the assistant pastor of the church was telling me about how this, and they would never lie to people, how he was in a room
about
with, like,
blowing little boys.
No, how he was in a room with, like, a 7-year-old girl. girl that was like throwing grown men against the wall and shit like that.
Dude,
and my mom was a Hindu for a while, and she had stories over in India.
Your mother was a Hindu.
For like a minute.
What the fuck are you?
He's a demon. That's a demon. My father's a Mennonite. My mother's a Hindu. It's just like a Stephen King novel.
If you open it, listen, he has 19 nipples.
Let me tell you right now, I was into all of that. I was a big fucking demon, alien, all of that
you
stuff.
Were.
I was
when?
Into it.
But you just
I
had
was
a phase.
Teenager.
You had a hobby. Okay, but I was raised to believe it's all real.
Right,
but
we need to settle down because there's a lot of information we're skipping over here.
Dude, you look into this
I want to know when you were into that.
You know, high school, little early college.
Early
you know?
College, you were into all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The same stuff he's talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought there were demons. I thought there was... You know, I thought you could contact people in seances. I thought it was all real, and they were holy books from the Middle Ages that could bring up spells and all these, you know, and the devil.
Those exist?
I mean, I don't think they do anything. I really do. Because here's what you start to realize.
No, do those books exist?
I'm sure they do.
Yeah,
I mean,
Ouija board.
Yeah, I mean, these old school books of spells.
I just said books, and she said Ouija board.
Yeah.
A bag
those
of
scare
rocks.
Me, too, those
here's,
boards.
Here's
I wish you would be possessed by a fucking demon.
Dude,
with
don't
a brain.
Say that.
Yeah.
Oh. I am. I already am.
Here's what I think you start to realize.
A Ouija board.
All of this stuff comes out of the need to make sense out of the fact that we're all kind of in this amazing experience. We don't know what it is. Nobody really knows what it is. And we're trying to make sense out of it with, like, stories and mythology. And I don't think that there are demons. Maybe there is a hell and maybe there is a devil. But the idea that there's, like... First of all, if he's the devil and he's all powerful, what does he need demons for? Does he need an army? He's the devil.
Well,
he
God
needs
everyone demons.
Need, who doesn't need
God,
friends?
God has.
Who doesn't like
the
friends?
The devil wouldn't need friends. Would you think the devil's sitting around going, I wish I had people to talk to? You're the devil. You don't need anyone else.
But he
this is you're the fucking devil. What kind of pussy devil wants fucking people to hang out with? This is when all of this starts to fall apart. You start to realize, oh, this doesn't make any sense. Like, this in my own head, in my own head. Like, the devil needs the demons. Like, if he's the equal to God, why does God need angels? He's all powerful. He's all knowing. But he sends an angel because he's busy. Like, he can't be in two places at one time.
Damn,
it all
why?
Falls
yeah,
apart.
Yeah, Bobby, what's
I'm
the matter with you? Why do you think this shit?
The devil.
But it's true. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
No, listen.
Yeah.
Are you? Is he wrong?
Yeah, he's definitely wrong.
Why?
I don't know. Just sounds stupid.
No, seriously.
What? Which question in particular?
Well, is there a devil? He says there's no devil.
I mean, we're both not going to be able to prove it.
No, I mean,
I'm asking you your opinion.
Yeah,
you
I believe there's a devil.
You
yes,
don't have to prove
yes.
it. You don't have to prove there's a devil on the YKWD.
Oh, I thought I did. Okay.
Now your eyes went up. I thought you got possessed by a demon when you do.
You might be. Well, I believe in the devil. I believe that there's demons. There's a lot that's unexplained. It's all.
But explain it, though. I mean, I'm asking
you. Said I don't have to explain
let
it.
Let me ask you a question. You're going to explain your answer. You don't have to prove to me there's a devil or there's demons.
All right.
But I want to understand why, what makes you believe there are. He has a firm belief that there isn't, and he has an opinion of why, and he can explain it to me why he thinks it doesn't. Why do you think, Christy, why?
Well, I'll give you God and a devil. I'll give you there's a potential, there's a good and an evil out there.
Look, see how quick he caved?
No, I'm not caving. My point was just that neither one of them would need an army.
You were elaborating on how ridiculous it was.
I don't believe there is a God or a devil, but if there were, they wouldn't need angels and demons. They don't need an army.
1 second. Pull up possessed by demons.
Dude, don't pull that up.
Real footage.
No!
That's going to bring in bad juju.
Shut.
Yeah, that's bad juju.
First of all, don't make fun of the Jews on my show. All right?
I can't have dating one. I can't make fun of one.
If you don't pull that up.
No, that's like bad Kevorkian.
On YouTube, pull it up.
Pull it up. It's nonsense.
Pull it up.
I can tell you why I believe.
Wait, what do you want me
well,
to
like,
do?
You don't believe in the devil first. And it's first you believe in the Bible and Christianity, and it follows that the devil is part of
First of all,
that.
If we don't write this into a horror movie, where we with
there
the,
are
on
demons,
a podcast
there are human. There are human beings that are
this
evil.
This is like a perfect amount of people for a horror movie.
People just,
not now, because we need one black person or a minority for it to sell.
Right.
They won't buy it with just all
the
white people.
I mean, I think that there are evil people, man. I don't think they have to be possessed.
Caught
be
on
evil.
Tape.
Dude, don't. Okay, y'all are gonna be sorry.
I don't like it.
That's not real.
Bobby, I don't like it.
That is not real.
Bobby would know. I don't want to.
Bobby, no.
Listen.
We're in a room
there's
of
no,
idiots.
Can I stop? Stop. First of all, a demon doesn't braid his hair.
This is
you gotta,
look, they
you
made,
gotta understand.
Bobby, these are all fake. I'm telling you, I was into this. You start realizing they're all made.
They're all made
and
up.
And they're making money.
They're
fucking
all made up.
Making money off idiots.
Okay, wait a minute. 5 scariest demonic possessions caught on tape.
Top 10 demons
you
need to know
first
now.
First of all, I just
fucking demons to watch.
Holy shit.
I just auditioned with that girl last week for an NBC pilot.
It's all fake.
Is that the phone? All right, bring it up. Yeah, bring it in. Yeah, why not? We got a phone call. Yeah, you're on the YKWD, Demon Edition. What's up? Who is it and where are you from?
Is this the devil?
Hello, are you there?
Oh, it's the devil.
Dude.
The devil called the show.
No, see what I don't
you
like did? That.
It's because you
Maybe
brought
it's you roast done. Battling, hurting people's feelings, and the devil's now here to collect.
No, we're not doing devil stuff.
Shut, Lauren.
You can
it's
do it. All
scary.
That shit's fake.
Fuck, Lauren.
I'm up here
I'm not
by myself. I swear it's haunted up here, first of all.
I'm not asking you.
I'm saging up here.
I'm not asking you. You can sage all you want.
There's a screaming
Bring
demon
that shit
on
back
the wall
up.
There.
That's me. I know. I'm playing along.
I was having a little fun there.
I know. Me too. I was in it.
Liked,
but it
we
was
like to joke.
All right. Listen. Just let's scroll down for 1 second. Tim. All right. Now, all right. Now, this
Bobby.
Top scariest moments caught
these
on camera.
These are completely fake.
Well, yeah, these are fake.
Okay.
These
that one.
Of course these are
get
fake.
Get the extremely creepy demonic possessions caught on tape. Just click
make,
on that for
they
1 second.
Make these.
I'll bring my sage, Lauren.
The devil's not trying to get YouTube right. hits.
Unexplained mysteries.
This guy was on CSA.
No, Lauren, let it fucking play. Do not scroll through this. Close your
just
eyes.
Don't look. I'm not looking.
This video can't be footage,
right now.
Which is some view. Okay.
Oh, come on.
That's not real.
First,
stop. Pause it. How,
what's
okay.
that language?
Okay, the guy taking the photo. Okay, first of all, that is such a beautiful shot.
This is a magic
shot. I mean,
shot.
There's no way that he got the cross nice. And the little baby broom in the shot with all this going on. Go ahead.
Yo, she is believe low. In this, think that evil spirits can be vanquished during an exorcism, while non-believers think it's a myth.
Oh my god, I didn't know what that was.
That's a these fucking...
That me?
Stop,
is that
stop.
Me?
First of all, I have that filter on Instagram.
That's me.
It's called Double Take. Dane Cook uses it all the time.
This is all... fake, dude. They
yeah.
make these
the videos
movies.
Are, of course.
They put them in on the dark web, right. like the part of the internet, obviously. It's like,
you want to talk about creepy shit. You want to talk about scary shit.
Yeah.
Talk about the dark web.
That's scary.
Is that WorldStar?
No.
No, but so listen.
We use so 10% of the... What we use, Google, and all the yeah. shit we have, is like 10% of the internet.
Right.
The rest... 90%, and I'm sure I'm off on those numbers, and there's some fucking cunt in the chat going,
right.
dude, it's really 80%, and it's 20%.
Let's put it this way. We use what we do with all the
dark
shit that
web
we use
is guns, is, drugs, child
is,
porn. All right,
you
want
to talk or you want me to fucking talk?
I was going
to
explain what
Tim,
you
let your guest
was.
Talk.
You're right.
He's starting to loosen up. I like it. Dude, we use a very small percentage. The rest is all this other dark web shit, which is nuts.
And they put videos on it that are very creepy, and a lot of those videos were directed by film students who are trying to get attention, and they have guys in cloaks doing all this weird shit. Listen, you know who are demons? Human beings.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of demonic shit. Yeah. We don't need these fake pretend things. Yeah. I can tell you, go fucking look up any of these genocides or atrocities in history.
Go look at what fucking Muslim extremist Muslims do to gay people.
It doesn't.
You ever see they throw them off?
Smear the queer.
They throw them.
They wish it was Smear the Queer.
They throw it off. That's a real
somebody
extreme
in Saudi Arabia
of it.
Heard about Smear the Queer. They're like, that sounds great.
they're an extreme
like,
sport.
What a progressive country.
I remember they threw this guy off a building. He landed, and then they go and throw rocks at him.
Right.
A little too. I mean, too much.
More so than
just barely. Just
it's a little too
so
much.
I think part of our inability to grasp how people could be so evil, we try to put it off on these demonic forces.
More so than I believe in demons, I believe in angels and guardian angels. 100%.
Bring up angels.
Believe,
you want to let's wait. Yeah. Stop. Play right. this. Play
well,
this a little
saying,
longer.
Hear me out. I believe because I have reason in my life to believe. I believe in miracles. I've had crazy stuff happen to me.
Christy, I am not an angel.
And
nor
I
a miracle.
Believe in angels 100%.
Bobby is my angel.
No,
I love him.
I'm just saying. Sorry, you don't believe in them, but I've got them.
I believe
them.
Bobby, do you believe in angels?
I believe, this is what I do believe. Okay. I believe that.
Here we go.
You want to hear it? Or you want to, you want to try to fuck me? Want me be insecure?
I'm getting,
off the gate? Or are you going to openly listen to what I have to say?
I am excited.
I love how Bobby said, "Are you trying to fuck me? Why do you keep insinuating to try to fuck you?"
He wants nothing to do with me. Nothing. No matter how much weight I lose, nothing. This guy. I think that I believe in positive energy. I believe in positivity. I believe when my brain, I think my brain is so powerful, so amazing that. When I see something, I can make it happen through focusing so I'm on a goal. Even though I don't know I'm doing it, I'm bringing stuff into my life. That's positive. That's great. I think that, you know, when you feel happy and you feel good, that would be God or angel-like.
Yes,
it's the same description.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. Max wakes up and says, "Dad, I love you so much," and it gives me, that's angel-esque. That's beautiful God stuff. When bad shit happens, when someone cuts me off, I want them dead. I want to see them die. And that's demonic, evil shit.
Yeah.
So I try to eliminate, which is what religion does, by fear and crazy and... You know, it's so extreme because some masses don't learn subtly. You have to really smash them over the head.
But do you believe in another realm? There are physical entities.
I do not. I do not believe that. And this is slow. I'm changing though. I did believe. I'm slowly becoming a person that believes in science.
Me
that
too.
When you,
dude,
when,
me
you die,
too. But
when you die,
when
you
die,
you become part of this earth.
Yeah.
Tyson, what's his name? Neil
deGrasse Tyson.
Type that up. This is what he said that really made sense to me about when you die. What happened? Tell her how to spell it.
N E I L D E G R A S S E.
Not that part.
Oh.
Oh God, I'm stupid too, Lauren. So don't worry about it.
G O O G L O.
What happens when you die? What, Neil deGrasse? Yes. What happens when you die? What happens when you die?
You wake up and there are eight black guys around you. Are you a homeboy? And you go, "I am a homeboy."
Yeah, what are you gonna do? I thought it was a guy. I didn't know you didn't like me.
No, it's a great show.
It's not a joke. It's a fucking story. It's my one. It's my one-man show that I'm doing in Kentucky at the Roundabout Theater.
Can I open, please? Thank you.
Yeah. So you, what are you doing?
What?
Right there.
That's the one, the Larry King one, I think.
What?
It's seven.
No. What?
Yeah, click the Larry King one.
The Larry King.
No, it's not that one. I don't think it's that one. Well, whatever. We can click that one. Just we'll get to it. If it's 7 minutes.
That.
Yeah, there you go. Right there.
You're born knowing only life.
Right.
I get that. However, I take another view, because I've been asked, if you could live forever.
Pause real quick.
Yes.
I was on the Opie and Anthony show with him, and it was Voss, Jim, me, Opie, and he was on, and I didn't say anything the whole show. Everybody's asking questions. It's crazy. It's, oh my God. And at one point I said, deep into the show, I looked at him. Let me ask you a question. He's like, "Yeah." I go, "Are you bummed not being on the Love Boat anymore?" Nobody laughed. If he doesn't look like Isaac from the Love Boat, I'm an asshole. I was so mad. Everybody looked at me like, "Fucking fuck you."
Yeah. What did he say?
How dare you?
What did he say?
Nothing.
Wow.
He went and then just went back to his fucking... Go ahead. This guy's amazing. I really am a big fan.
Okay. Yes. No, okay, sure. That's an attractive idea. But the way I look at it is the knowledge that I'm going to die that creates the focus that I bring to being alive.
Stop. I said that. Goal.
Yeah.
You have the... You're going to die, so you have focus on... And as you get older, that focus becomes pinpointed on what you want because you have less time.
Yeah.
I have that joke in my act. I have 30 years left. I don't hang out with shitty people anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
When I was young, I hung out with a lot of fucking shit people I didn't like because I didn't want to be alone. Now that I have my family and I have 30 summers left, I don't hang out with shit. Fuck off. I don't have time for you.
Right.
Yeah.
I eliminated you fucks out of my life.
Right.
Because I don't have time to deal with your shit.
Right.
So this is what he's saying, I think. Go ahead.
The urgency of accomplishment, the need to express love now, not later. If we live forever, why ever even get out of bed in the morning? Mm-hmm. Because you always have tomorrow. That's not the kind of life I want to lead.
But why, don't you fear not being around?
I fear living a life where I could have accomplished something and didn't. That's what I fear.
He's such a great speaker.
No, I think the way he delivers it's cheese.
I love it.
You don't like it?
No, he's like, is he on stage?
No, I like it. I like that. It's good.
Like, calm down. You're having a conversation.
Yeah, right?
My sister has this in her notes, because in case I can't tell anyone after I die. On my tombstone, a quote from Horace Mann.
Oh, here we go.
Great educator. Be ashamed to die.
He's practiced this so many times.
Until you have scored some victory for humanity.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, guys. Larry here. Thanks.
Yeah, that dude's retarded.
Hey, guys, Larry King.
Subscribe
to my channel.
That dude sucks.
Really?
Let me tell you right now. Let me tell you right now. That guy's great. And here's the thing. This is the epiphany that me and you had, and this is why we can kind of listen to him. When you start turning the corner and listening to rational, scientific people. Dude, I was a conspiracy guy forever. I was demons and all this shit forever. When you start listening to rational, smart people, people that are smarter than you, start going like this. Okay. It changes your life.
Yeah, I want to hear it. I really do. Why do you not agree with what he's saying?
I think you can agree with what he said, and I don't think the two have to be at odds. I don't like thinking that science and religion
Tyson would say they have to be at odds.
He's dumb as hell.
Can I say something, though? You can't say to Muslims, I'm going to kill people and get 70 virgins and be with, in heaven, and say that's crazy.
Right.
And then say, I'm going to go to some pearly gates.
Right.
And be with a white dude that fucking is sweet as hell to me.
Yeah, every religion is just searching for something beyond matter.
But then you have science that says you die, you just become part of the earth.
I mean, that's what science knows so far. If there's something underpinning matter, it's discoverable by science at some point, and it just hasn't happened yet. There's stuff that is discovered by science today that centuries ago, people would have thought, like, oh, yeah, that shit exists.
There could be an afterlife. There could be all that. I'm not shutting the door on any of that. I don't think science shuts the door on any of it. What I am is I'm very careful now. I try to only listen to people that I feel are intelligent and well-read and well-researched. I try not. There's a lot of hucksters out there that are very good at just putting out a point of view.
Yeah.
I'm one of them. I like to listen to Neil deGrasse Tyson. When you listen to him,
that should be the name of your podcast, by the way, Hucksters.
It almost is. But Neil deGrasse Tyson, when you listen to him, you go, he's thought about something.
Or he's a great performer and he kind of says something with conviction. It's like pastors are good at that too. You sell it.
He's a scientist.
You sell it like a monologue. You know, he's practiced that shit.
But science is based on fact.
It's great.
Science is not based on theory or belief.
Yeah.
Science is based on mathematical facts and equations solving problems.
I used to not believe in global warming because I thought people were being hysterical. And then the reality was, I said to myself, I go, there's no way that there's a conspiracy where like 98% of scientists are like, the ice caps are melting. We're all going to be fucked. There's no way.
Well, we're not. But our kids are.
Whoever. But there's no way 98% of them are wrong. Yeah. And then a few lunatics who coincidentally own oil companies are like, there's no global warming. It is what it is. And you start to listen to science at a certain point in your life.
Right? Yeah, like, I mean, don't you believe in science?
I do. I love science. I think it's
how can you believe there's a demon? How can you believe?
It's undiscovered science. We don't know all that yet.
No,
but look. If I love science,
they do. They did not. You don't think that demon shit? That wasn't one of the first things they were like, "Dude, we got to solve this demon shit."
Look,
because it's scaring the shit out of me.
Science, like, it deals with facts. It deals with facts, but isn't there something to be said with the fact that, like, we're programmed to look beyond what has been proven as fact yet. And that's how a lot of science comes about, because of theories like that.
Has anybody listening, call in? The number is 917-261-6831. We're wrapping up pretty soon. But I need you to, if you've had a demon experience, I really need you to call in. It's 917-261-6831.
When did you come to science? Because I've only came to it in like the last year where I started listening to these guys. What's his name? Stephen Hawking, Neil deGrasse. And I started realizing these guys are a lot fucking smarter.
I started realizing that I had more in common with these guys
right.
than I did with these people who believe in demons.
Right, right.
I was like, the demons. Right. I was like,
I sounded a little better than that.
Well, I don't, you know.
You think
time I would see somebody who was possessed by a demon?
Right.
Or
oh,
I was like,
shit.
Well, I don't relate to that person. Just socially,
yeah, the goddamn demon.
I can't fucking be around these people.
But the way you talk about energy is the way I talk about Jesus.
But look, do you
completely.
Believe that
it's just a different word?
Look, Jesus it's
your
existed.
Energy, it's
Jesus
mine.
Existed. Jesus was around. All this stuff probably
yes,
happened.
And was God.
Did,
so we believe
did
that.
Do you
but-
really? Shh, hang on one second. You two fucking hillbillies. Do you really believe that he walked on fucking water?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
But see, that's a belief that you'll never get, and God bless him for having it. I'll even say God bless. Mother
now, was the water deep?
Can I have another water? Speaking of that, do you believe that? And
why can't anybody do it since? That's my question.
Because everyone isn't God.
Yeah, but God is there. You don't think God went? Yeah, let me
Listen,
just make
here's,
another
here's
JC.
Here's the reality. There are literally no historical records of any of this happening. Jesus, or any
have you read the Book of John?
I thought.
did you see the Da Vinci Code?
Bobby.
I read Jim Norton's book.
Bobby.
Does that count?
There are no, and I'm not saying that somebody wasn't a
there was,
guy
wait a minute,
named
you,
Jesus.
Stop for a second.
Yeah.
I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
I know you want to go on one of your rants.
Yeah.
And I love your rants.
I know.
But listen, you're saying there was no.
There were no.
Let me fucking ask the question. You're like my wife. Don't assume you know what I'm about to ask,
oh,
even if
true.
You're right.
We have this conversation literally every
yeah.
week.
Yeah. It's like a girl thing.
I apologize.
Real men wait for another man to ask the question.
Yeah, but sometimes you just want to answer it.
Shut up. You want to get... No, it's that you don't let me have my dramatical pauses, and I like my pauses.
Okay, I'm ready now.
Daddy.
Listen, Timothy.
Yes.
You're saying to me that there's no historical record that Jesus Christ actually existed.
Correct.
Even as a carpenter.
He was never mentioned in any of the Roman texts that mentioned kings of that era, mentioned political figures. If this was a big thing that happened, you'd think that somebody would have wrote, hey, there was this huge thing with a guy named Jesus, or it was a very small offshoot thing. That it wasn't represented, but the idea, I'm not saying that there wasn't a guy named Jesus, but he's never mentioned.
Was his last name Christ?
Well, no.
What's his whole name? Jesus.
I mean,
what's Jesus'
knows.
Name?
I don't know.
Jesus what?
God?
Well, here's the thing, Bobby.
What's
no,
Mary's
God.
Last
There's
name?
No record.
Magdalene.
There's no
Mary
record.
Magdalene.
So his name was Jesus Magdalene?
Jesus was written
was
about.
Just...
You realize that the Bible was written hundreds of years later. None of these people knew Jesus.
Conspiracy theory.
This was written, but this is true. This was written hundreds of years.
Oh, it comes right up.
Bobby, it's me and you.
What is it? What was Jesus' last name?
He doesn't have one.
The name Johnson means the son of
God. Oh, the phone's ringing. Okay.
Oh, here we go. Shit.
I hope it's a demon.
No.
Hi, are you calling into YKWD?
Hey, stop one second, sir. Are you?
You
nuts?
Weren't saying anything, and I had picked up the phone.
Well, you fucking give me a point or write one of your dumb notes.
His last name is Smithson.
Shut your face. The YKWD, you're on. Now you fucking stammered me. You're on YKWD. Where are you from? What's your name?
I am Christian Demon.
Bobby, no!
Yes, and where are you from, Demon?
I am from hell.
What part of hell? Are you from the northern part or the southern part?
South side all day, bitch.
Now, are you a homeboy or a white boy?
Homeboy.
What's up, motherfucker? What's up, motherfucker? Now, how many people have you possessed over your time?
Eli Sayers. Oh,
man. Oh, no.
He's out cool as hell.
Are you going to possess him like now, or are you going to wait?
I don't have anyone write jokes
bitch.
For me.
What's that?
Already done.
Okay, now let me ask you a question.
I'd commend Eli Sayers for keeping his mother in those fridges.
What?
All right, your bit started to fail.
What? Can you give the bomb Dana through the phone?
Hey,
that was a great bit till that last part.
Why did you just turn into an Italian mob guy? Yeah. Can you give the bomb Dana through the phone? Yes.
Someone else is calling.
We're gonna take.
Thank you.
Good. This is YKWD. You're on the air. Where are you calling from? What's your name?
Seattle. My name's Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. What's up?
Are you Italian?
Shut up, Lauren. Stop trying to get dates. You have a boyfriend.
Yeah, man. She's got the big Dave Smith dick.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got fucking the biceps of my aunt. But he has a huge fucking mule.
But
if she ever gets mugged. If he ever gets mugged, he can take his dick out and hit the guy with it. Because Dave's going to be running the other way. Give me your money. See you later, Lauren. You're on your own. Skanks for life. Blop, blop. Whatever. What's up? So what are you calling for? Do you believe in demons?
No.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
No.
Do you believe in Tim Dillon?
Sorry.
I'm curious if you're too... believers think that the world's like 4,000 years old or whatever their little thought process is.
Little thought process.
How old do you think the world is?
I don't know.
Science says, I believe that.
I don't think they. They believe in the Bible that deeply. I think they believe. I think they believe in Christianity because it's a positive perspective for their lives. I think it gives them I don't think they go crazy with it. How old do you think the world is?
I respect that.
How old do you think the world is, sir?
Oh, me?
No, the guy next to you.
I don't know who you're talking to.
I'm talking to you. You called. I said hello.
All the science, like, it's...
Stop trying to stall to Google it. What is it?
Hundreds of millions of years old.
No.
Okay.
It's 4.5
billion.
It's
4.5 billion, you monk.
Hundreds
of millions is not 4.5 billion.
My whole thing is I was trying to get to the fact if they're like one of those intelligent design people or whatever.
Yeah. It's a good question. I don't believe in the Bible. Like,
I don't take all that literally, no.
Yeah, I don't take all that literally. There's a lot of it that I think a lot of hardcore Christians would look at me and be like, oh, she's not a
whore!
Christian at all. Yeah, because I don't. But no, that's a good question.
All right, thanks for calling, man. I'll see you later.
Bye.
This is not a fucking girl podcast.
You can say bye.
Harmonize. There's no more harmonizing.
We naturally do it when we talk.
Unless I'm involved. 1, 2, 3.
Bye. Oh, so you like it.
I do like it. Backstreet Boys.
All right.
All right, we're going to wrap this up. I think me and Tim, two fatties sitting the same way, covering our tits, resting on our stomachs. Are you all right? Did your blood sugar go down? Do you need some pork?
No, I'm good. I'm starting to get peckish.
Yeah, you're getting a little peckish. A
little bit.
Yeah, let's end this.
What does peckish mean?
Means hungry.
Hungry for a pecker.
That's a very...
Ooh.
That's true, too.
Hungry for a pecker.
Well, look, man, I hope you don't get possessed by whatever demon that guy sent your way.
Thank you, Bobby.
If it does happen, call me. Me and my friend Tim are professional Ghostbusters.
Word.
And we also do demons.
And we'll eat them.
We'll eat the demons.
Eat the demon.
That'd be fucked up if me and you possessed
them. We should have a show called Ghost Eaters. Where we show up to people's houses and eat the ghosts.
When you're sitting around and your stomach groans, who are you going to call?
Ghost Eater.
All right. So, all right. But, well, listen, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Will you come back on again?
I'd love to.
All right, cool, man. And are you roast battling soon?
I don't know yet. In negotiations.
So you negotiate now?
I mean, yeah, you talk a little bit, like, behind the scenes.
So do you get paid for that?
We do. Now we're going to.
Really? Why now? What changed?
I think just the show got more popular, and they can justify it. It was a free show. They didn't charge at the door for a while.
Now, do you think that's going to affect it?
I think it's just going to get better.
And it's still at the stand?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And you're going to, now, as the champion, you know, the champion in boxing gets paid more than anybody else. You're on the A side now, as opposed to the B side.
I think everyone gets the same. There's an amount you get.
And the champion doesn't get more money?
That's why I got a belt. It's fun.
If you do like a main event.
The main event, you get paid.
You get paid.
Just to do it, and then you get paid a little more if you win.
Have you fought Christy yet?
No.
No.
Down the line, I think it'll probably happen.
Yeah, me too.
Everyone, there's only so many roasters, so at some point, everyone's going to fight everyone at some point.
Look, man, I went to a couple. Very fun. Good
I love
time.
Them, man. I think it's the best show in the city. I love it.
Well, I would beg to differ that the show at the Cellar any given night is better than any of those shows because it's stand-up comedy, and that's what I do. I'm a fucking stand-up comedian. I didn't take a fun thing that Don Rickles did and make it into a fucking living. I that's how I make a lot of money, and I got a mortgage.
You
just bragged about a debt.
Well, it's not a debt. It's a very small one.
I know.
What I'm saying is I get it, but it's not the... It's
I like
not,
the way you said. Is, I like the way you said. It's
my
a very
favorite.
Small one.
It's my favorite.
There you go. Yeah. Let's change it. Just change it to that. I think Roast Battles is fun.
I love it.
It's a great show.
It.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it, but, you know, I mean...
It's
you
a
know,
specific thing. I think it's good for comedy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, make sure you're fucking writing jokes for yourself and your act.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because someday that's going to fucking take a hot one.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, you're going to be in some mall going, hey, dollar a roast. Bring your father up in the wheelchair. What are you doing? Stand up when I talk to you. You know what I mean?
Dollar a roast.
So that's great. So now you're going to help me with some stuff, too.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Absolutely.
I like it. The fucking champion's going to help me.
The champ.
Hey, watch out.
I already got I wrote a bunch of good ones, so we'll see what happens. This roast is taking place at... I don't like... You know, I liked them when we did them back in the day, when we did them at the Boston Comedy Club, and it was just nobody... it was nothing. It wasn't going anywhere. Now... it's very back then it was fun and joking and it just went I don't know, there was the competitive part of it I can respect because I've been to them. I didn't like it when I heard. I was like, oh, fuck off.
That's most people's reaction.
But when I went to it, I really did laugh.
Yeah,
I mean, like, it was brutal.
And it is a bunch of nobodies to an extent, and that's a good, like what you're saying about how you liked it when it was in Boston, and it, you know, it wasn't celebrities. It is just people just for the love of the game.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't celebrities. It just wasn't competitive.
Okay.
When we did it, out for the reason the roasts were invented, because we all loved Rich Voss, and we loved Patrice O'Neill. We were there to roast Patrice because we love him.
Yeah, stand-up is already... I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, sure.
I was saying, stand-up's already really competitive. With the roast battle, it's just like, okay, let's do it. Who can write the better jokes? It's like just more honest and upfront rather than I'll smile to your face, but I'll fucking kill you to get this gig. You know what I mean?
I like smashing somebody right now. You go to the table downstairs.
Yeah.
What's up? Nice fucking blah, blah,
ding, it's the best.
It's either you got it or you don't. Yeah. You live or you die, and
so dramatic.
It's fucking great for me.
No, I
that's
get it.
What. But to have a fucking week to go against, you know, if me and you just went toe to toe right now, I might win. If I give you a fucking week, I'm probably gonna get slaughtered. Because that's what you're good at. You're good at writing these things, which is a skill.
It's a skill, man, and a lot of people get writing jobs that way, and that's how their career goes.
I'll tell you, there's I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, there's just so many ways to get to the top, or to, like, get stuff in comedy. Some of them are such bullshit ways, like who you know, stuff. I love that this is such a pure thing. It's like, oh, you write really good jokes?
Yeah.
You're going to get something from this.
I was like, fuck it, but I went to it, and I had a blast. I judged one of them, and I had a blast.
Yeah, I was there for that.
Laughed my ass off. So I do see the entertainment and how it really is a funny thing. So it really is. And at Christy, I watched her.
She's great.
She was so, because you, what I said it before, is not only did you gave good roast jokes, the best part about you is you took a good one.
I love it.
To me, when somebody takes a hit is the best thing, because now I get to feel okay.
Oh, yeah. You gotta love laughing at myself.
You made me laugh more than the jokes that were said about you. The way you took it, you're like, I loved it.
It's like wrestling. You sell for your opponent.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're right. All right, so what else you got going on?
What else?
Yeah. Besides the demon.
I got Twitter.
Besides the demon that's coming to see you tonight.
Ah, shit. I forgot about the demon. I got, hit me at Eli Sayers at Twitter, Eli Sayers Instagram.
Right.
I got a YouTube thing called Rude AF with the Rude Boys and another one called Burn Ballads.
This motherfucker is the champion.
Yeah.
And it really is. To be amongst the motherfuckers that you beat, it's pretty hefty.
Oh, yeah, it's hard.
It's pretty hefty. I give you full credit on that because
he's great. He's one of probably like top three in the country.
It's not. It's Whoa. Not. That's Thank not you. A. It's not. A, it is a skill set. It is a fucking
100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks.
What I lack in wins, I make up
Shut
for it
up,
in enthusiasm.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm surprised you don't want my advice. You know, I lost almost every battle.
Have you lost all your battles?
Yeah. Well, I lose them all the time, but I love them so
she
much.
She always makes it fun, though.
She's the best.
Always makes it fun.
That's why I fell in love with her.
Yeah.
When I saw the roast battles, I was like, oh my God, this adorable, hilarious, instinctually brilliant.
Yeah. Bobby.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Great friend.
No, she is. She's my type. You know that. Yeah, I mean, if she just didn't stop banging black dudes.
I don't know if that'll ever happen.
Wow. Well, it really is true what they say.
He's a homeboy.
Tim, what do you got besides a beautiful fucking haircut?
Oh, thank you so much. If you want to come see
Tim,
me.
Tim, hands off the hips.
If you want to come see me and Dan.
Come on, you little teacup. Let's
if
get
If you want to come see, I'll be with Dan Soder at Denver Comedy Works at the end of June.
What? Are you fucking kidding me?
What?
What a show.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be great. I'm headlining Zany's in Chicago in July.
Great club. That guy who runs that is a fucking great guy.
Yeah.
That whole crew.
Really excited. And in August, I'm at Dead Crow Comedy in North Carolina and then at Mohegan Sun. Headlining. Yeah, headlining.
Comics.
Yeah.
The whole weekend.
Yeah.
So awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So you're moving on up, baby.
We'll see. Should be fun.
Jesus, have some self-esteem. Just say
no,
yeah.
No, I know, but I'm just
you're
trying to.
You're doing great, buddy.
You're going to blow up, man.
It's very sweet.
Yeah, you are. You're going to blow up.
I appreciate it.
You are.
Well, when Ghost Eaters gets going, I think we'll both really capitalize.
Big game changer.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if it's just me and Bobby just going, and you can't see, like, it's just in, like, a dark basement just going.
When your belly's round and there's ghosts in town, who are you going to call?
Ghost Eaters. I think it's a good idea. I really do. Email Stern with the idea.
It's great. I love it. You got to make it thematic. What do you got, Chris?
Listen to Talking Funny with Christy on Riotcast and follow us on social media at TFWC Podcast.
Your social media is great, too.
And thank you so much. I love social media. I co-host the show with Mateo Lane every month. We have a big show at Union Hall June 28th. You should come. It's called Battle of the Divas. With me and Mateo Lane. It's a really great time.
Mateo's
so come to that if you're
great.
In New York City. Love Mateo. It's also his birthday on the show, so that'll be really fun.
The best
and at Christy
ever.
Cello. Best ass. Best body.
Ask at Christy Cello.
At Christy Cello. Follow me. Say hi.
I got a bunch of dates. Next week, I'm actually June 23rd, the DVE Comedy Festival in Pittsburgh. I'm there with Colin, Rachel Feinstein, Kevin Brennan. There's a bunch of comics. It's a sick show. It's a sick lineup. It's one night. We're coming in. We're doing this. June 23rd, the Byham Theater.
Byham, in Pittsburgh.
So go to my website for that. And then I'm going to Just for Laughs for a while. But before that, I'm going to Belgium for 7 days on a riverboat. I can't
nice.
Wait.
Oh,
on
my
a
God.
Riverboat. Are you going to buy a hat? A cute little boat hat?
You look so cute.
I
want
to see a picture
hat.
Of you.
I don't even know what a fucking
hat.
Boat hat is.
I don't know.
You just made that up. There's no such thing as a boat hat.
I don't know. Jesus, river boat. I want to see you in a boat
Type
hat.
Type in boat hat. There's no such thing. You're making it up.
Buy a boat hat. There's going to be a boat hat for sure.
You know, like a sailor's hat?
A boat
no,
hat?
No, like a boat hat. There we
there
go.
There we go.
That
like
was
that.
Nautica. Strong.
Bobby, you would look fucking boss in that.
Oh, my God, yes.
With a cigar and that.
But there's not a that's not a men's boat hat. That's
yeah,
a woman's boat hat.
No, it's like an old
it
school.
Could go both ways.
Oh, the second one there, the retro style
one,
nautical
yeah.
stripe.
That's
was that a man's?
About. Ooh,
is that a man's?
Yeah, like an old school.
It says woman's.
Like a doo-wop.
No.
It's
this is for men.
What's is it for men? All right, well, get me a boat hat.
Hell yeah. Oh, we'll get you a boat hat. You'll wear it?
All right, so anyways, where are my dates? Stop trying to find boat. I fucking wanted to find demons. It takes 20 minutes. Boat hatch, you fucking, oh, fucking Wayfair and Pinterest and Etsy. Okay, so I'm going to be.
Okay, September 28th, you'll be at Side Splitters Comedy through the 30th.
Wait a minute, let's go back a little bit. We have a couple more gigs.
That's Montreal. Oh, you're doing the Nasty Show.
I want to do the Montreal. We're doing the Nasty Show. I'm also doing my podcast live in Montreal. Get your tickets right now.
So
go. Are anybody going to Montreal?
Pierre's open.
No.
Okay. Well, if you do go, we're going to be doing the podcast, so please stop by and
so
say
cool.
hi. It's going to be a great show. So get your tickets now. Get your thing now and sign up for the podcast. Mm-hmm. Get the tickets for the podcast now because it's going to sell out. It's a cool little room, but it's not that big, and it's in the afternoon, the day before I leave.
If you go to YKWD social media, the link's there to buy the tickets,
yeah,
too.
And then September, I got Side Splitters. I wish my agent would get me more fucking gigs. That looks pretty empty. Oh, there you go. I'm going to get some more Tacoma, yeah, Washington. Yeah. All right, cool. Sorry. And there's other gigs that my wife didn't put on the fucking thing.
Leave John alone.
I'm fucking Colin Quinn. I'll go home. I'll fucking get a demon. I'll put it right in your fucking hand. Adam, what do you got?
RecRoomNY.com.
Yeah, besides Adam's the best.
What is that?
That's my recording studio and my
that voice.
Looking audio cool. production.
Oh.
Yeah, but social media at RecRoom
yeah,
Audio.
He's fucking Scopo 2.0.
He's the best.
I never heard your mic
around.
Voice, Adam. He sounds so good.
He's great.
He's the best.
I just got very horny.
Thanks, guys. Oh.
It's like
a lot of women like him.
It's like a slip and slide.
I know. We all love him.
It's chair right.
Physically?
I mean,
he's a hottie,
he's
boom
the best.
Body. Look at the haircut.
I don't take a compliment
and the scruff
well.
McGruff.
He doesn't know how to fuck, though.
He's
I don't. Bobby. That's the thing. I never learned.
I read about that on Reddit. There's a whole fucking thing.
I read about him.
Yeah, but him not knowing how to bang.
Is that true?
He fucking
I don't even
fucks.
Know. I don't know where it goes.
No, I'm kidding.
I'll teach you.
Oh, Jesus. You'll fuck him, but not me.
He's not
fucked
black.
Up world, Bobby. Look at this boat hat. Black. How cool it is.
I don't want That's not a boat hat. That's a
look
sun
how,
hat.
Look how hot he is.
That's called a bucket hat. That's not... he doesn't come with the hat, you fucking pervert. I'm gonna be over in Belgium too. I don't want a hat that says "Vote for me in America in 1920."
If you put Bobby in that hat, he looks like J. Edgar Hoover. That's exactly how you look.
It's a good one.
It's not bad.
It's a good one. All right. What do you got, baby?
Just at Lauren Kubera.
Luke, the producer of the show, who is my fucking right hand man.
I'm a woman. Woman.
Woman and who I love dearly. You're the best. You're the best.
She's amazing. She produces my
Shut
podcast too.
The fuck.
I'm really sorry. I wanted to do it for Lauren though. No, I really didn't mean for that to be like me. I'm just
Yeah, you really did. You
no, she's
typical
the most
woman
amazing.
Comic. She does my show too, which is on.
I know that came out real bad.
It's all about me.
Came out real bad. I'm real sorry. Thanks for having me, Bobby.
Bob, I love you. You guys, this is a fun show.
Great show.
Great show. Thanks great. For coming on.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next time. Go to the premium, become a premium member, support the show and my producers on the show. Please.
Also,
what?
Email me at ykwdproducer@rycast.com if you want to come in and sit on a show. Or, oh my God, what is that? Why would you eat that?
I didn't. Are you?
Bobby was choked with the cap of the soda.
I hate when people are so
didn't
dumb because they think you're dumb.
I don't
dumb.
Want this to be over. Can we do after hours where we all get dirty?
Ooh.
YKWD After Hours.
All right, we gotta go.
I gotta pee-pee again. I keep peeing.
Kiss you, Bobby. Love you.
I love you guys, too. Take
Thank
care.
You.
You know
after
what,
hours.
Dude?
Later. Thank you.
Fuck, there's no after hours.
We should do it after hours.
Shut up. Never again. She's on the other side. Never do you sit together
side.
Again. Shut up. Stop singing songs.
I just grabbed her tit.
We'll see you next time. You know what, dude?
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.